I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Real spoilers powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
Real spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the lush but not lavish studios located in the basement of the O'Keefe Institute for Advanced Film Snarkitude, this is Real Spoilers, episode 536, Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker.
The last Star Wars ever. They're not making any more.
Oh, yeah.
This is it.
Yes, I'm sure. I am. I will say this. Well, let's go around the table and everyone can introduce themselves.
This is Dan.
This is Blake.
This is Joe.
This is Kevin.
And this is Tom. We got the gang all back
together.
Boys
are back.
Yes. So I will say this. I wonder about the viability of this property in theaters.
I don't know.
I mean, I think this will still make over $1 billion. So I don't think, that's still
pretty
viable.
It doesn't do the numbers overseas.
I think with The Mandalorian doing the way it's doing, they may also have that same question.
Yeah.
Or they may say, but that's so much lower risk. I mean, that's not a cheap show.
Right.
Oh, they spent money on it, like, for sure.
It's a parrot.
But it's all, it's all in-house.
A sidebar, I decided that I was going to look at it as a half-hour show with bonus minutes instead of an hour show where I'm like, 33 minutes, son of a bitch.
It's pretty slick.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, oh, wait, it's over? All right, well.
Yeah.
Shoot.
But the box office, I mean, this is going to open to almost $200 million domestic and
domestic,
over $200 million overseas
well. But like in China, it doesn't do anything.
But it does in other territories.
Yeah.
I think they probably have a plan in place to get a foothold in China at some point. I mean, they have to.
I just don't know.
And that would be Knights of the Old Republic. Yeah. That would be a smart move.
Oh, maybe.
I just don't know how you do in that. It's at this point. It's so predicated on nostalgia, and you can't have nostalgia for something you couldn't see.
Well, also, if this is the end of this story,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to introduce something maybe you get them with something new altogether. But I guess the Star Wars name itself is the nostalgia button. But if you're saying there's no more Luke, there's no more Han, there's no more Leia. We're just doing our own thing. But we saw how that worked with Rogue One and Solo.
But they always, all the new characters are so diverse now, though. So
sure,
when they make the new stuff, they're going to give them characters.
But even like the spin-offs we've had, Rogue One and Solo, are still based in that whole.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I think they would be smart going to a completely different era within that universe and having just a load of Jedi and really like cool action pieces if they really want to grab another market.
Well, that's kind of the advantage though, right? Is this the universe, so to speak, the Star Wars universe is so big. You don't have to just zero in on these 12 characters. You can go, Mandalorian's a prime example.
I think if they do Knights of the Old Republic, I think one, we'll see a bunch of Chinese Jedi.
Sure. Well, they had Donnie Yen.
It aligns itself with a lot of Chinese philosophy. So, I mean, it's because if you ever played like the game, which was like, I don't know, I'm not big on the level up games. I'm like, oh God, I just want to play. But a lot of it is rooted in like ancient philosophy. So I think it's a good way for them to sort of like move away from Skywalker proper.
Sure.
into that, and for so that could be their way in.
But if you give people a Star Wars movie, but you move away from Han and Luke, which you have to for obvious reasons,
right? Yeah.
But if you do, how much of your core audience are you going to lose? Well, because there's a lot of, like, I see on my Facebook feed a lot of people talking about Star Wars that never talk about movies, that right. never seem to go to the movies or get excited about movies.
Yeah.
And so I, you know, I,
we were seeing those shirts pop up where it's like, I was there in 77.
Yeah.
You know, so those are, that's a big deal.
Yeah. I think a lot of people, like, they don't go see movies like this, but this one is kind of grandfathered in.
But
it, yeah.
But right. It's the same thing with Marvel movies. I mean, like, Guardians of the Galaxy, we were on this podcast. Is that really going to work? And
yeah.
And it worked because it was in that universe, and they took a unique perspective
good.
On it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think they could do the same thing with Star Wars, where, like, it's still branded in the property, but it's far enough away from what it is that right. it can bring in new markets. But people will still go to see it because it has that Star Wars name.
But I think the difference that they'll struggle with is Guardians of the Galaxy doesn't have a legion of fans that are going to say, you screwed it up.
Right.
You hate us.
I think
you hate us.
I think fans will be a little bit more forgiving, and this is probably the dumbest statement I'll ever make.
That's a bold theory.
But I think when you get away from the original trilogy where people still have, or original characters that people have such
affinity
for, that
reverence.
Yeah. I think
they'll give them more latitude.
They'll get, for sure.
Yeah. They're protective. I agree. You gotta make new. I think that's what they're doing. You gotta make new Star Wars stories, new characters.
Yeah.
Let people have their own version of what people did in 77. I mean, granted, it's established now, but you know, give people their own new characters. And
yeah, but Rian Johnson tried to do that and it got pooped all over.
Yeah, but he still was dealing.
He did it within the context of Skywalker.
They didn't want
story.
Those characters.
But don't you think
wanted...
like that would be to me? That'd be the way to do it, right? As you have your Skywalker movie.
Well, I think that's what they're. Like, this is what we were saying here. Is that it's like if you do it, you know, that people were like, stop, quit stopping the Skywalker story to tell me about these new people.
Sure,
right, sure.
You know,
which they do in this one too.
They do, yeah. but I also think it plays a little differently because now you've seen them for two movies, and presumably you kind of care.
Well, it's an all new character that they do the Lando thing. That's what they're spinning that off. Like, I have to believe that line between Lando and the other stormtrooper
for
is
a Disney Plus or something.
Oh, maybe.
I feel like,
that's
clearly
true.
It was a setup. If it works, it was a setup.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, before we dig into the movie, shameless plugs, don't forget we're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Spreaker, Kevin.
Thank you.
Where did you invest in Spreaker?
I know.
I can't tell you. Shareholders are not allowed to sway.
Are you the only shareholder?
Yes.
Okay.
wherever you get your podcasts, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And, of course, check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/realspoilers. Like the page, join the group, and join the League of Show Sharers. People who are kind enough to join the league this week, Susan Carlson, Linnea Thunsell, Carl Clarkson, Ralph Tribble, Travis Tewitt, Griffin Fox-Smith, Ron Johnson, Richard Lawson, Chris Sanders, Tom Comiskey, Julianne Jordan, Gabriel Lugo, Chris Williams, Tammy Sherman Powers, Brad Hyen right now is wanting to know what's going on.
I know.
And so here's the deal. She was only on one. She shared the one she wasn't on.
There it is.
So suck it, Brad. The Brad Hyen rule is not in effect. So well played, Tammy Sherman Powers. Hat tip to you.
Yes, indeed.
I love
yes.
that Tom has this whole knows this whole
he knew.
Thing is happening
he knew.
In the background.
Yes. Yeah, I knew. As soon as I was like, nope, she shared one that she wasn't on, so that counts. Chris,
because he will write in as he's listening.
He will.
So he will pause it before you just explained all
yes.
that, and he will comment what
right.
the hell's up, and then he will listen, and then he will comment
and then he'll
again,
be like,
oh.
son of a...
Yeah.
yeah. So Chris Magic Man, Laura Connolly Quiddick, Librarian Cynthia, Aaron Marlowe, and Brent Smith. And
do you have all those new ones lined up for
I was going to say, are you serious? Are the week that Dan is here, you didn't read any new ones?
No. I read what they give me.
I know.
I should have been keeping a running list
oh,
of like the six new ones we've gotten while you were gone.
Since you were gone.
Just made you...
Oh, I thought this whole episode... episode was the welcome
was to, we none of us saw Star Wars we just brought you in to create new songs for all our new League of Show Share members.
That would have been horrible.
Do you have like one song that everyone can enjoy? Just
he doesn't have a
name. It would have to be that the one that the Animaniacs did. I'd have to do that to
the countries of the world.
That probably would have been it.
That's pretty good.
So also don't forget our Patreon, patreon.com/realspoilers. $5 a month. You get all sorts of bonus content and the pride of knowing you helped out. So there is all that. Let's dig into
cats.
Star Wars.
Oh, my God.
Man, I will talk about some cats.
I'm not doing it.
Oh.
League of Show Shares, I love everyone.
We got Joe here. We tricked him.
I'm not doing it.
You tricked
me because I didn't
see
gonna
it. We're going to watch Cats and do a live commentary.
But we have to watch the original version. All right, not the new version they're re-releasing in theaters because it's so bad.
It's so bad.
Of course it is.
Actual cats are forming a defamation.
It's a garbage musical, though, right?
It's not a great musical.
It's the Nickelback
of good.
It's the it's the Nickelback of musicals.
Okay.
I mean,
the Alter Bridge
they were
of musicals?
In skin suits and with ears and like meow meow.
But it was a spectacle. The reason that you went to see Cats on Broadway was because no one else was doing
at that time.
Right.
But in
that's
the 80s,
also,
yes.
That's, so, it was a spectacle because everybody was on coke.
Right. Right. It's totally this. Like,
this is amazing. I'm going to go out on a limb and say the fan base for this musical was not on coke. Maybe the people who created it and performed it, but the non-ironic ugly Christmas sweater wearing customer base of Cats was not on coke.
Was it the longest running Broadway musical?
It is the longest running on Broadway.
It ran for like 18 years.
What's the longest?
Oh my gosh. Phantom is 2, Wicked is 5, I think. What is one? Lion King's up there, but I don't know if it took the number one or not. Lion King's very high up on the list.
Okay.
It's like, you know, it's played since it started and it's not going anywhere.
Sure.
But those are like the top 5. There's one more in there and I could be totally missing the number one if it's not Lion King.
It's not like we have.
No, this is Phantom of the Opera is the longest.
Oh, one. Phantom is number one. Okay.
That's what it says.
I thought it was
according
okay,
to
so
Broadway.org. No,
oh.
org.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, so Phantom of the Opera. Chicago.
Chicago's
for the
up
other
there.
One.
Yeah. What's that?
You need a subscription for the other one.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Paywall.
Lion King, Cats, Les Mis.
All right.
And then other long running shows. A Chorus Line, O Calcutta, because there were boobies.
Yeah.
I saw that once like on VHS. I'm like, this is stupid. How is this?
And you're like, oh, wait, this is why.
Same thing.
Yeah,
like, I was like, I know about this,
right?
Like, I was like, oh my god!
And that's back then when you fast forwarded, you couldn't see.
Sure, you had
right.
Like,
so
like
just
two
a crap
silver.
Shoot.
Yeah, right, right, yeah. Right.
You're like, I hope it's I like just find that one part.
Scrambled
that's
porn.
That's where Dan's fetish for tracking came in.
Oh, that's why he's such a video file with all his projectors.
Gotta
there
get
and
those that tracking just right.
Yeah, Mamma Mia, Beauty and the Beast, Wicked,
yeah,
Rent. Jersey Boys. Huh. There you go.
But so the fans are demanding that we review Cats. Like, it's
right.
No joke. Like, we've had,
no,
we have had more interaction on the me and Tom saw Cats, we'd review this post than we've had in ages.
Yeah.
I don't know if ever. And so, Joe, you're going to disappoint everyone if you don't see this movie.
It's the story of my life.
Well,
so.
Oh.
I'm used to it.
I feel
point.
Bad for the people that tuned in to hear about Star Wars and we gave them here
10
here
minutes
the,
of Cats.
Here are the 10 longest running Broadway shows.
I feel bad for the people who got up early to talk about Star Wars.
Well, hey,
I had to talk about
Joe
Cats.
Does this to these MFers every week that don't watch wrestling.
What?
So
I haven't brought up wrestling in forever.
But oh,
yeah, but no.
Let me just my one wrestling reference.
I
my
get one,
one, right?
I get
so
one.
Me and Tom every
you have one lined up.
No, not for this one. You have they just kind of
they got to flow.
It's
like, gotta,
yeah, it's
needs to be organic.
Organic,
yeah.
Like you don't just drop in a wrestling reference.
But Tom and
I have
I,
5 Monster Squad references just for you though.
Tom and I get to talk about Broadway every 100 episodes.
Right.
It's fair.
So
I'll
okay,
it.
Star Wars.
Star Wars. Yeah. So this one, I mean. Right away, I
the dead speak.
Yeah, like did you know Brian De Palma wrote that scrawl, the crawl for Episode 4?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
for
I had no idea.
For a New Hope.
He wrote that. He wrote that thing.
They were all buddies and worked on each. George Lucas directed the transition scene in sepia tone or whatever in The Godfather.
He did.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Lucas
right.
directed that.
That was all. So yeah, weird. They were all like tight.
Oh, and Brian De Palma was like the.
He reworked it.
He was like the scrappy
and
dude of the whole thing.
He script doctored it.
Lucas filled in for Star Wars. Or I'm sorry, for Spielberg on a lot of the Indiana Jones stuff.
Okay.
Like when he couldn't film it, he came in and actually directed full parts of it.
So this was my biggest problem with the movie. And I was like, so we're just going to throw Palpatine in there on the like and not explain what the hell happened?
Are we all on the same page that clearly was just made up to retcon? I mean, that
they
was
say,
never the plan.
I think that was Abrams' plan.
Right.
And then Ryan Johnson changed it, and then Abrams had to figure out
well,
how
no,
to
I think
back.
I think Snoke was always the plan for him, but yeah. I think when Johnson killed Snoke,
he was
he's like, oh, crap, who can I bring back that can fill this? That same role?
Yeah,
that
Abrams sense. Invented Snoke. He was the guy.
That's true. That's true.
All right, hold up.
I didn't think I was going to have to wait. I thought it'd be like all the way to the end of the podcast.
No.
Two things. First, the whole Rian Johnson thing. Everybody's like, oh, man, see, Rian Johnson, he screwed up everything. And when the movie came out, they were all shocked. It's like, no, the movie didn't come out. And that was when Kathleen Kennedy and J.J. Abrams
were
like,
what have we done?
What did you do? Like
they didn't see it till opening night.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Everybody acts like that. No, they had read the script. Sure. They knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
Sure. Abrams commented on it before Force Awakens came out.
Right.
So they knew.
You
so
don't get
that,
to just make a Star Wars movie and then turn it in. And they're like, oh, surprise.
Yeah, Kathleen Kennedy did go... Well, can I see it?
Oopsies.
No, you gotta wait.
Yeah, that was he made so it over low. A 3-day weekend.
Yeah.
And nobody was really
that what didn't happened? Happen. Retconning is in the history.
Oh,
I mean,
for sure. Midichlorians.
You'll watch the I'm just thinking about you watch that kiss in Empire Strikes Back.
Oh yeah.
I'm pretty sure Lucas didn't go. Yeah, she's his sister. Yeah. No, like yeah. They made that
we got.
And then Return of the Jedi, he's writing that. He's like, oh, I got an idea. I mean, you totally have a franchise that has been retconning.
Constantly. 100%.
But I get that there's little retcons here and there. But the great thing about Lucas, though, is he did have an overall vision, though. Like, it's apparent to me
he wanted to make toys.
That in 1-3, right. Which is obviously the second trilogy, and then 4-6, Lucas had a vision, a singular vision, and he may have tweaked it along the way as it fit, but he had that vision. And this movie, it's clear there was a vision in episode 7, a different vision in episode 8, and then a different vision in 9 because
one of the things I told Kevin is if you read some of the background on why Colin Trevorrow left. And
who got
why,
a writing what, credit for this?
One of the reasons him and Lucasfilm were butting heads was because so they were letting each director basically write the show and they didn't have an overarching vision. Right. So what Rian Johnson was doing on episode 8 didn't really jive with what he went to do with episode 9. And it was causing a lot of issues between him and Lucasfilm.
Right.
And I told Kevin, why wasn't one creative team put in place for the entire trilogy for one overall arc and then let directors work out the minutiae.
It's Marvel plan.
Well, it's almost like Disney has this entity that does this exact thing. Yeah. Almost like they have
why I send you. I'm like, why didn't they go the Marvel route and like have someone like
JJ should have been that guy.
Yeah. Have a showrunner.
I don't think Kevin Feige's involvement in Lucasfilm, his upcoming involvement.
That's going to be
a mistake.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
No, clearly that would be the plan. But I mean, the thing is, JJ.
Yeah, they needed a Feige for this.
JJ should have done the whole trilogy for consistency. If JJ started it. And
you mean he should have directed all of them? Yeah. Or just been
he wouldn't have done Last Jedi.
But if he was going to do if he was going to do 7 and 9, which I know that was a change, he didn't know, but if he was going to, which he did, he should have just done 8 and had the whole trilogy. And if he was only going to do 7, he should have been the Kevin Feige and been involved and had an over... I mean...
That's totally fair.
You know?
He says that it was always Palpatine, and...
But there were
I'm
no...
I'm not comfortable saying that he's a liar.
I'm not going to say he's a liar, but there's... You have to... Are you telling me that there was no point where you could have dropped hints that Palpatine was still alive?
If
that's Abrams' plan from episode 7, there has to going into episode 9, it is a weird jump to all of a sudden say, oh, by the way, the Emperor's been pulling the strings
it's insane to do that.
Yeah.
It is. It totally is. The biggest impact on this movie is not Last Jedi. It's Rebels.
What do you mean?
It's Star Wars Rebels.
Yeah?
Palpatine has been around. They've got time travel.
But does that count?
Holocrons.
It counts.
I mean, yes, that's
but no
all
one's,
canon.
But
yeah,
like,
I mean, one of the characters from Rebels is one of the voices you hear.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
They're pulling in, like, all of that
Freddie
mythology.
Prince Jr. Is one of the voices.
I did hear. Okay. Yeah,
no,
right
no.
On.
I mean, they're pulling it. So,
is he canon?
I mean, they're pulling.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But the problem is general audiences don't watch that.
I agree.
And
I was like, if
totally,
you don't know that.
Yeah, it's totally unfair to drop people into this episode and in the previews, be like,
right.
Emperor's here, let's go.
I totally thought they were going to, I mean, I honestly thought, I go, Well, I hope they don't like pull in like the rebel fleet from the past. Like I thought they were going to do a time travel thing, which is in
JJ's like. Oh, always JJ. Yeah.
I was like, oh, I don't think you should do that because like that's going to confuse people. But even like this whole Sith Wayfinder thing.
Yeah.
If you watch like Rebels and Clone Wars too. All of that crap, they got all that crap.
It's
all you
yeah,
know?
Too, but it's like they should have dropped it.
I know
in the movies,
I'm not disagreeing with you. For general audiences, they're like, what's this crap? But I mean, it's like, I mean, when Ahsoka and, you know, when they go in the time tunnel thing, and there's a lot of that stuff where you're like, what?
Well, isn't Darth Maul plays a part? Oh, that's in Clone
Darth
Wars.
Darth Maul came.
Right?
No, he comes back. He was in Rebels. Too.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, robot legs.
That's spoilers, right. That's Darth Maul's alive. So, the main takeaway that you have to remember in Star Wars is that if a bad guy falls in a pit, they are still alive. It's been proven time and time.
Apparently, unless,
and time
you're,
again.
Unless you're Captain Phasma.
Until you see the body.
Or Ben Solo.
But they have a long. True, but they have a long history of. People in pits. That is
technicality. If it's a lighted pit, there's probably a lot of cushions. Han Solo is probably still down at the bottom of Starkiller Base. They're like, hey,
so yeah,
hey,
I mean,
guys.
You have
that
you
wasn't
have,
a Force Ghost. That was actually
Luke falling down the in Cloud City. You have Boba Fett in the Sarlacc pit. You have Palpatine going down Death Star 2.
They have a long history of not being dead.
Darth Maul. Who else do we have?
Well, in this movie, you have Ren.
We have Ben Solo.
In the trilogy, nobody's died falling down a pit except for maybe Phasma.
Maybe
she's probably still there.
No,
maybe.
We don't know. Prove it. Prove it.
Yeah.
I half expected her to be like, there's a shot when Ren is around like the boardroom and there's a woman, well, I assume it's a woman, but has like the same build and same haircut as Gwendolyn Christie. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, that'd be kind of cool if like her face is messed up and she's part of this thing, but she's not Phasma anymore.
Because she was an underutilized character.
Oh, for
killing
sure.
Phasma off
she
like
was a
that.
Huge part in the first one, and then they were just like, ah, kill her.
That's kind of an MO of Star Wars, too, though.
Yeah.
Yes,
like,
that's true.
It will introduce like a character and like, they'll tell this in the side.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, everybody, you watch Return of the Jedi, you're like, what?
Yeah.
What
you just got
crap?
Boba Fett.
Come on.
Killed him
he's
off,
awesome.
Man. Oh, it's all right. He'll get his own TV show.
Yeah.
It's
no, that apparently from Abrams, he said like that was, it was Phasma's death was the biggest
change.
What
do we
do? Like, oh, no. Yeah. That was his one thing that he was, you know, when he read the script, he was like, ooh, well, okay.
I guess we're going with that. So I guess we should talk about this movie.
Well, we're only doing one episode.
So we are. Okay, that's fair.
But yeah, so I get that, but for me, like, this movie is so deeply attached to other stuff that most people haven't seen.
That's
like,
true.
But you know, you will be in the minority of
totally
the diehards, and this movie is like in the Marvel sense. I mean, this is a bigger than the fandom type of movie.
Oh, I agree.
And so they really do themselves.
That's why they spend that hour just throwing shit at you.
Well, that's the other problem with the pacing of this film is that episode 7, setup and introduction to these new characters. Episode 8, setup. First hour of episode 9, setup. Like, I mean, they spent so much time setting up where we should have already been knowing most, for the most part, what was going on.
Again, if someone had been controlling the overall plot, you wouldn't have had to take the beginning of these movies to catch people up to speed.
I think
the other movies would have informed the choices of the next movie.
Yeah, I think you're right. 7 is your introduction to all the, you have your old guys and you bring in your new guys.
Mm-hmm.
8 is, okay, we're going to start phasing out the old guys, but still we're going to move Poe's story, we're going to move Rey's story,
we're
going to
move towards the conclusion.
And I feel like in 8, you need to have the Emperor. To me, that's where you show where he shows up, after Snoke is gone, and then there's some sort of tease at the end that the Emperor is still alive. Yeah. And then 9 is like, okay, here we go.
They've
like
done now, that before.
Right. kidding. Yeah, right.
If it was the plan, Emperor should have been a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
There's no way you introduce him in the scroll. And because some people don't watch previews, I know it was his voice was in the previews.
I think it was just his laugh, right?
But I think he says something,
He was in the laugh, and then he was in the...
Does he? Okay.
So for people that didn't watch the previews or didn't pay attention or know, they just learned in the scroll, a very stupidly written scroll. That was the worst scroll.
That might be the worst I've read so far.
Yeah.
Right? Hands down.
I mean, episode 2
the
is pretty,
dead speak.
Episode 2 is pretty bad. I'm just like, I don't want to read, like, you know, bullet points and addendments.
I've just watched
all on PowerPoint
movies. They've never been that great.
But they at least move the story, you know. Like
I know, but I mean,
this
it's
one's like
the
dead speech. I was thinking the same thing when people complained about it. I'm like,
But these were never that good.
Right.
like they were really well made, but they were not really well written.
Sure.
And they were existing in a world where you didn't have stuff like this everywhere.
Right.
So when you got something that was moderately well done, and this is better than moderately well done, but when you got something that was really good, like you clung to it.
Yeah.
You know? Sure. But there's a lot of stuff like
There's a
thing coming up later, deep into the film that I thought was really dumb, and then I thought, but is it dumber than this other thing? Yeah. And no, it's not.
On a scale of dumb, like, where does this one fall?
Right, and when we get there, I'll...
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm just talking about the scroll, though. I get it. This is Star Wars.
I've always kind of like read the scrolls and just been like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Well, they've never been that good.
Yeah.
But I think the fact that there was so much like exposition and fill in and introducing the main villain in the last movie of a 9-film saga in the scroll. If that's
by the way, the big bad of this movie is the big bad of the last 4, 5, and 6. Like it's the worst of the worst. So this one opens up on like stormy planet and we get to see it's pretty a good sequence of
how badass Kylo is. The first planet he's on is Mustafar.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
where he's tearing through.
Palace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's just tearing through. Yeah. And this is, I feel like in the last two movies, you don't really see, besides the throne room scene in Jedi,
which is awesome,
which is amazing, you don't really see what Kylo can do. Like, you just kind of see him moving, you know, you don't really see him fight.
Yeah.
And this opening scene, they're like, oh, by the way, he's a badass, and he's literally tearing through.
Yeah, the throne room and then the fight with Rey, you really see. I mean, you know, she's...
In this one or in the
No,
in
the
last
I mean,
one.
Previously. It's,
yeah. Well, but even in Force Awakens, I mean, she kicks his ass.
Well, he's also injured.
Yeah.
True. Right. That's true.
That was the big deal, was that, you know, you saw how powerful it is from the beginning, stopping that blaster bolt.
Oh, right, right.
And,
that's
like,
true,
this
that's
guy
true.
Is super powerful, but then he holds his own while he's...
I was just saying that part in Force Awakens where he stops the blaster bolt is one of my favorite parts of Force Awakens.
Love that.
Because it like sets him up as a character. Yeah. Like, holy crap, this dude just stopped a blaster bolt midair and he's still talking. And like how it just like, it just sits there.
Yeah.
And then just goes into
so
something
cool.
after
and
he walks
then when
away.
He walks away, yeah, just lets it go. That's pretty cool. So yeah, so he's tearing through everybody and he ends up getting a, what is it called? What's the
Wayfinder.
A Wayfinder.
He's Moana.
A Sith Wayfinder. And he kind of takes off, and he goes...
A MacGuffin.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. And he goes to...
Lots of MacGuffins.
There's lots of MacGuffins in this movie.
It's a MacGuffin chase.
He goes to another planet, and there's this giant floating...
Palace,
I guess, and he drops down. And this is where we hear the Emperor. We see the Emperor for the first time. And we
got
find
Jar of Snokes.
Yeah. With Jar of Snokes.
What's it called? Exegol?
Exeter.
Exegol.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, he did have a whole jar of Snokes, which was just like, okay, well.
So, when he said, I made him, I mean,
I legitimately
literally
made him. Yeah. And that was the theory for a while, is that he was Darth Sidious?
Yeah.
For the longest.
Darth Plagueis.
Darth Plagueis. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But that was not true. So, we find out that the Emperor has been behind everything. He was behind Snoke. He was behind every, like, all of the goal here was to get to Rey. Like, that's the bottom line. And we don't know why.
Right.
It's interesting now that we've seen Adam Driver do more stuff like post Star Wars, that I feel like they all knew we need to give him some more some range. And that's what you get in this movie. Like, we're not, I'm just going to tell you right now, we get Ben Solo. Like, Ben Solo comes back in this movie as a hero.
I wish they didn't make him put the helmet back on, because he's such a good actor, and I love the parts where he gets to emote with his face and actually act.
Yeah.
That the fact, first of all, that thing was smashed to crap. I don't care how many space monkeys you have working on it. When you see it, how smashed
it is.
It doesn't even match the fixing.
Yeah, was that Caesar from Planet of the Apes?
I was like, I mean, Colin Trevorrow, right?
And he was cool. Like, he was cool looking and everything, but I'm just saying, like, I guess toys with masks are cool and they got to sell a new toy and all that. But Adam Driver is so good.
Yeah.
And the mask was smashed beyond repair.
And he gets cool red marks on it now.
That always glow for some reason.
Sure, why not?
But I just wish that they didn't do that. I don't know. I know it was a toy decision. I'm sure it had
absolutely.
To be. But,
well,
maybe Adam Driver wasn't always... He had a busy year. Like, he might not have always been available to film.
That's true.
When I see people in
do
masks...
Do you really think, though, on a movie with this kind of budget that they let you drop in and out?
I'm not sure.
Let me go film some scenes over a marriage story.
Right. I would think that like whatever they signed him to, this is priority one.
Yeah.
I can see that. I just mean like if they had to.
Like contractually speaking, you don't get to make it. Oh, you're having a baby. That's adorable. It's what Skype is for. Get to work.
I can see that.
She can come to set. That's fine.
Right.
Yeah. And I don't know that he wasn't, but sometimes they have to like do reshoots or fill in shots or something. Like when you have a mask, whenever you see in an action movie someone on a motorcycle wearing a helmet, it's the stunt
person. Right, it's not the actor.
And, and so whenever I see masks in these shows, and especially these action heavy ones, you know that it's a stunt actor.
Right.
And so in even Kylo Ren fighting, he's awesome. And when he has the mask on, though, it's probably not him fighting.
Right.
You know, it's just
for
that's
sure.
how all action movies are.
Yeah.
Well, I think they also want to show like sort of like his regaining humanity, sort of like in RoboCop, you know, it's like slowly they take the mask off and then slowly then he's like still robotic, but he's got the face. And then it's like
because that's
the
not
the
creepy.
Movie. He's got,
you know, just
his normal voice,
just his face.
And this is just
stretched
sort of,
across a robot body.
Right.
Nothing creepy.
But I mean,
about
this
that.
Is well, but, you know, it's like by the end of that movie, though,
right.
Peter Weller's using his normal voice.
Yeah.
And this is sort of like, you know, Adam Driver's coming back. And then we see him. And he's still angry. Kylo Ren without a mask. And then he's, you know, Ben Solo. There, so it's sort of like
there was no point up until in this, at least in The Force Awakens, you have moments. We're just like, eh, maybe he might. Maybe. Oh, nope. OK. He just killed Han Solo.
Yeah.
Like he's not coming back. And then in Jedi, there are also there are moments where you're just like, maybe. But then he blows
and then
up
he's
a planet.
Like, no.
He's like, well, like, all right, not coming back from that.
No, it, so, no, a Jedi, but, he was like, no, I want to blow up
no,
everything.
I'm a bad guy. Like, it's fine. We're not going to
blow it all
up. But in this one, there's no time, there's no moment up until the moment where you think he's going to turn. He like, he is bad the entire time until the moment where he's like, oh, well.
I was surprised.
And we'll get there, but I think that's why they had to end it the way they did, because he's such a bad
dude. He there was nothing. Yeah.
So many people, millions and millions.
I think his arc, was planned, though.
Oh,
like, I don't think that was like, yeah, you know what, maybe we'll make him good.
I think the plan was for him to go out that
that's
way.
That's the core of
right, I mean, it's Vader. Like,
I mean,
it's exactly.
You don't.
Yeah.
Sure.
The galaxy would not be able to reconcile, like, oh, he murdered billions of people, but he said he's good now.
He feels bad about it.
That
so.
Ending was also like, well, he's not going to last.
No.
But, I mean, it's he's the rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
It's about him.
It's both. You can play it both ways.
Yes.
You know, like, it works on both levels. So then
J.J. Abrams figured out how to put some bows on stuff.
He did. Yeah.
He's like, well, okay.
Yeah, definitely. I can figure this out. He did.
A very good job with if they were going to course correct, which it was a mess to be given all these different things and try to wrap it up. I mean, he did a decent job, because I'm not saying I hate this movie at all. I saw it twice.
No,
I was very
I enjoyed it.
Just so that people don't mistake what we're saying. I mean, we're criticizing it, but you know, but I still enjoyed it. It was, I think, the weakest of this new trilogy. Like,
yeah,
I think
I
it was the
agree.
Messiest.
I told Kevin that the biggest takeaway for me in this trilogy is I wish they had put someone in charge of the overall vision, because I could see how good it could be if they had done that. And I still enjoy it for what it is, but it could have been so much better because the pieces are there.
Yeah.
Well, they have a... see,
in some
way, the thing is they gave the directors too much leeway.
Absolutely.
Because they do have a story team.
Sure.
And, you know, like, David Filoni is well aware of the story team. And they, you know, and Favreau knows that they have a story team. And the rides know that they have a story. Like, they have a story team, but they gave the directors a certain amount of, like, leeway. They didn't have them in the original trilogy. You know, they were like,
well, it was George's, that was George.
Right.
George was
the story team. Yeah.
But
yeah.
they had enough because, you know, George did all of it in the prequels.
That's true.
Well, George surrounded himself by yes men in the prequel, where he didn't have that in the original trilogy. He had in Empire, he had Irvin Kershner, who was basically being like, "No, George, we got this."
And he respected Kershner.
In A New Hope, he had his wife.
Yeah,
his wife made a lot of the choices where she would back him off from a ledge and say, No, that really doesn't make sense, George. Let's do it a different way.
You also had Kasdan, too, writing it. So, I mean, think about that.
We had Pierce.
There were people that were really doing quality work, but it was still
Pierce.
His vision, and that was like the perfect
In the
mixture.
Prequels, you had McCollum, who was like, yeah, do it, George.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he's like...
CG's the way to go, man.
He's like the bomber.
Did you ever read... I think Dark Horse actually put out a six-issue mini that was based on his original script.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, the Jedi Ben dude.
It is wonky. Like, it is weird. It is weird to read that. I was like, well, sure, nope, made the right call.
Starkiller?
Yeah. Which, I mean, like, that's a cool name. I'm sorry. That's cool. Is it as cool as Skywalker?
It's not.
Yeah, but
no. But to your point, Dan, though, I agree and disagree with the too much control thing, because, yes, they gave them too much control, but then they pulled it back when, if they were going to let these guys do what they were going to do, when they pulled it back, they had to course correct. Whereas, JJ did his thing, and then Johnson did his thing, and then Trevorrow was going to do his thing. Like, that was a dumb idea to begin with, you know, when you think about not having one vision. But if you were going to do it, they got too far, and then they're like, nope,
I think,
and fix it. And that's what it feels like, is fixed. Right.
I also think that the greater impact that on this movie, it's not Johnson. It's Carrie Fisher dying.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, 100%. That you can see multiple instances in this movie where they probably would have done something differently. Yeah. Like, I don't think Han Solo would have came back in this.
Oh, probably
if
not.
If it hadn't been for Carrie Fisher.
And in fact, I think Harrison Ford came back for that. It was pretty obvious. I was like, well, it's not somebody. Johnson's script, they knew.
Sure.
Carrie Fisher dying. That was like, whoa.
You can't. Now we got a course.
Well, she was supposed to be one of them. And they did an admirable job with what they had to work with.
Okay. They said they had a little bit of footage left over that they didn't use.
Yeah, I thought she was
going to
be.
A ton?
I think there's a lot of footage. Like, it's.
Yeah, I found it distracting whenever they cut to her, though. It
did feel a little out of place.
Because all she could do was react.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
It reminded me of when Tony Soprano's mother died.
Yeah.
And they like, you know, he would come in and give.
Like, peek out the door, like, hey!
Yeah, he'd come in and give some big giant speech, and then she'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
You tell him, Tony.
Yes. They did a really good job with what they had to make it work.
I would agree with that.
But to me, it felt like those Weird Al interviews.
Yeah.
It's clearly you riding around what the person's already going to say.
Oh,
I
mean, sure.
You know,
sure.
At the beginning of a Weird Al concert, he plays all those interviews he does with people, and they're funny and everything.
Mm-hmm. Al TV.
I couldn't help but to watch it, and you know, right? And so I appreciate that it's real footage and not CG wonkiness and all that. And so they did a really good job, but it's like every time it was the back of her head, obviously it's a stand. I mean, you just know. And
even you do get a CG, a younger version.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's just her face. That's her face inside a helmet.
Yeah.
Right.
Like it's not that bad at all.
But you know, so they, for listeners that don't know, they reverse engineered it. They took extra footage from The Force Awakens, actually, you know, and they had, you know, they wrote around it and reverse engineered these scenes. And JJ said that they still were able to get to pretty much all that they wanted to do. Like, they didn't completely change it. He said this is what they wanted to do, and they were able to do it. So,
I think that's the greater impact on this movie than Last Jedi.
I think if she hadn't died, there might be a version of this movie where Ben Solo lives.
Yeah.
Oh,
because
like she changed.
They're gonna have to change his name, and he's gonna have to wear a weird mustache.
Because
people undercover are gonna be
undercover
boss.
I think the fandom would be more willing to accept him living through all that if she's there
to back him up,
to basically co-sign on that.
I could see that. I could see that. That makes sense.
He gets a spanking.
Yeah.
So
he goes to live on that planet.
It's a lightsaber spanking.
Yeah. That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Lara Kylo Tomb Raider finds the Wayfinder.
What? Oh, yeah. I was like, wait a minute. And he talks to
Emperor.
The Emperor, and the Emperor gives him information on Rey.
He's like a ghost in the shell, weird, mechanized.
Yeah, he's got his back and a thing, and it's like undead.
He looks like a zombie. But for what it's worth, I think the whole Emperor, pretty much everything with the Emperor is stupid, but for what it's worth,
it
was really well done for being a dumb idea. Like, I mean, you still have, is it Ian McDiarmid?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's doing a great job. He's been in all, you know, since the beginning. I mean, he's still got it. And
I don't reject the idea that the Emperor could survive, just because if you read...
Well, he just ticked off like 12 other ones. So
he created life with Anakin Skywalker, and like he has that whole speech in the prequel about creating life and living beyond, you know, like he can cheat death. Like, so I'm not upset with that.
Yeah.
What I would, if they had set it
which
up
is
a little
also
bit
the best
better,
scene
be
of the prequels, by the way.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I agree. I mean, in these circumstances, I think it's stupid that he's
but
back.
But you set that up in 8.
Right.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yes. But I'm saying, like, I don't think that they would have felt as silly if yes. they had just done a
in
little
In Star
bit of
Wars,
legwork.
It's yeah. not beyond belief no. that the Emperor could be alive, but you have to set that up.
Yeah, you can't.
That
like,
is not something
by the way.
You do when you're just like, oh, gotta
I
end
know.
It up.
Well, when, and when they, I know, but you also don't it, have that kind of smooch after Luke gets, you know, beat up in the ice cave, and then Leia gives him a big old kiss, and you're like, ew.
Oh, by the way, she's your sister.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I was going to say,
they would have backed off of that a little bit.
Am I misremembering something?
No.
Was there any setup to I'm your father? Like,
I mean, there's well, the, there's, the, there's the setup. There's a setup that Obi-Wan
word Vader is
Obi-Wan kind of okay. says he's like Vader killed your father.
Yeah,
so
that's true. They do
port, kind of yeah. set it up a little bit. There's
oh,
a,
it was. I've always kind of been like, do you think he totally was on board with that, or
who,
was like
he?
Lucas?
Oh,
was like, well, okay. And then the sister thing, I was like, yeah, I don't know. Pretty sure.
Like,
Empire Strikes
I feel like
Back
that's one of the things
intimate.
That's just like. Why? Like, why was that? That seems like the most odd of that entire trilogy.
Because everybody wins, Joe.
Just to make her more and like more significant in the story, right? Because if she's a Skywalker and Luke's
yeah,
sister
I mean, yeah.
and the daughter of Vader, and it just makes it more.
I think they were just trying a happy ending up. They're like, well, they're siblings. And that way she doesn't have to make a choice. And Han gets the girl. No, I mean, it was
yeah,
like.
And Luke gets to make out with his sister.
Yes,
got
that's
to.
Why I'm saying
got
it's
to.
Like, right. yeah, but the retconning is so it's historical,
it, right? Right. It resolves the romantic triangle.
It does
because
that's
now
true.
Luke didn't lose,
but now you've got another problem with Luke making out with his sister,
right?
And now he has to go to therapy because he's like, what?
Well,
yeah,
that's why really they need to wipe C-3PO's brain because he keeps bringing
yeah,
it up.
Right.
But did you kiss her really passionately?
You know what, little weird guy? Go wipe that. Can you just wipe that one thing off his memory?
So, oh, we know what he's wiping.
You don't yeah. want to. You don't want to know what Hollows R2's been playing.
So yeah, we find Rey.
It's not a USB port.
So the Emperor. But let's talk about the Emperor's plan, though. So he talks to him. He says, "I made Snoke, and I can make you more powerful. I've been planning all this stuff in the background." And then he rises. 8
giant.
Trillion Star Destroyers yeah. out yeah. of the ground.
Yeah.
With Red Rocket.
Yes.
And, you know,
which
it
seemed
I mean,
a little silly
I,
to
my
me.
My favorite tweet
is big
was,
old hard-ons underneath.
There were so many of
there
them.
There was a
though.
Lot.
My favorite tweet, I just read it walking in here. It just said, Star Wars, just go with it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind like, of the way I feel about it. It's like,
totally. But I mean, when he introduces it, it looks like the flying
yeah,
toaster screensaver, and it's copy and pasted back as far as, I'm like, what?
I wasn't doing any of that.
This would destroy their economy.
It totally
I mean,
would.
If you work in the manufacturing industry, and then you got this D-bag over here yeah. just pooping out.
Yeah.
Well, what we didn't see is that they're only like a foot. They're right. like teeny tiny ones.
They're drunk.
They were little itty bitty ones.
All I'm saying
but
is
nobody would tell him because he's just been hanging on his, right. this giant arm anyway. They're like, he's never going to know.
They're like, they're like Joe Bluth in Arrested.
Yeah, he's
yeah.
looking up. He's like, is that my army? They're
the
like, yeah, it's your army.
Yeah,
it's really
good.
Small. It's far.
It's yeah,
far
the Japanese
away.
Real far investors away. Coming in. Yeah.
I think it's all just due to the Russian nature, though, to where then when they pop up out of the ground, this somehow underground, he has 10 trillion. It's like, he's back. He has this gigantic, ridiculous army that has weapons. That the Death Star had to destroy planets. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I can even
each one,
I can accept
like,
that
what?
Because I mean, if we're going from the Death Star to and you know, like technology gets smaller.
Well,
I know, but I'm saying though,
they
Death
had,
Star,
that, they had that. Yeah, but they had that battering ram thing in Last Jedi,
yep.
and that's exactly
yep.
it was the same Star Killer based technology,
yeah.
and it was in battering ram
okay.
form. So
that's
we've
true.
Seen it shrunken down.
Yeah.
They
so
had,
and if we're saying that the Emperor was been had been in charge of this thing the entire time, it would only lead to reason that he would have armed Star Destroyers with Star
yeah.
Killer tech.
Yeah. So anyway, but that's what we're set up with. So in the first 10 minutes, that's what we get.
Right.
And
then so
we're,
then
back,
we're
to our...
back to Poe and Finn and Chewie, and they're cruising through. Where are they going?
They're off. They want to get.
They're getting the
they
the
say
spy.
In the scroll, there's a spy.
There's a spy
in the First Order.
Right.
And
who's
to...
like the most obvious spy ever? Like who? I wonder in the First Order. Who could be?
It's Hux. That's what we're just do that right now. So yeah.
Although they you know what his name General Red Herring.
Oh, the bad guy from the, apparently
General
been
Red
around
Herring.
Since episode 4.
Yeah, General Red Herring. Yeah. They had also like where he's like,
maybe it's me. yeah, so they get the information and they take off. A pretty good. Here's the thing, they know how to do these.
Like, they told the their total space fights are never a problem. Star Wars moments in
this.
Yeah, J.J. Abrams knows action, and I really like the action sequences in this movie.
Yeah, they're great. They're great.
Yeah.
So
it's just the talkie-talkie story was a little wonky. Yeah. But
the light speed jumping was really cool.
That was really cool. Yeah, where where Poe figures out how to.
How did they keep following him? How did the TIE fighters keep following him?
Because in Last Jedi, they were following him. Yeah, every time, every time they
jumped. Got like caught in it.
No, yeah. Like even in Last Jedi,
they have hyperspace.
Well, traditionally, TIEs didn't have hyperspace drives. By the way, so they must be equipping them.
I'm wondering. Like, but how were they able to jump through?
They just have hyperdrives, and then they were using that technology.
I thought maybe
that
they were
them.
Like slipstreaming. Yeah. You know, like I thought maybe they were in his, and then at the last one, because they don't follow him in that last one because it's, I guess, too quick. They don't catch it, right? Yeah. When they blow up because they go into a monster.
Oh, sure.
But he goes through it and they explode in the mouth.
Right. Well, that's in Jedi, they're tracking him through hyper time. That's a comic book thing. through hyperspace because that's how they're catching up to him.
Right, but not in TIE Fighters.
No, but I feel like in this one now that you know, we don't know how many years we are.
Just trying to keep track because that's 42. Stuff that people...
Oh, are we really? Mm-hmm. From Jedi to here?
I believe it's
42 years.
No, from the original, right? Isn't it all real time?
Sorry. Oh no, I meant from Last Jedi to
Rise
of Skywalker.
Two?
Okay. No, I think it's more than that.
Three?
I have no idea.
Okay, I don't know.
No, based on race training, I'd say probably a little bit more than
that. She had an iPhone 12.
Yeah, right,
so,
right.
You can tell. That's how you tell.
Right. So that's we get to the new base and we find Rey, who's her skills have grown exponentially since the last time we've seen her, and she's trying to make contact with the other Jedi, the Force Ghosts, basically, and she can't do it.
She's
kind of
doing
the
Luke thing when Luke is floating in Dagobah. Yeah. You know, they give that homage. Again, where The Force Awakens was a lot of nostalgia and throwback, and The Last Jedi, that was what all the outrage was about, was the subverting expectations, and it was so its own thing. And then this one is much more back to the,
there's a lot of fan service in this one.
Check the boxes of things you want.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, great.
Thank you.
And thank you.
X-Wing.
And original X-Wing. Right. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, and every single character you saw in episode 7, 8, they're on this planet.
Yeah.
You want to see them for a second? Okay,
sure.
They're there.
Yeah.
They're
sure.
They're there.
You love Wedge? We got Wedge.
When Maz Kanta was just there for two lines, she's just there.
Yeah,
and
right.
And then the biggest disservice we can't not talk about. This is unforgivable.
It's pretty bad.
Is what they do to Rose.
Yeah.
Unforgivable.
Kind of write her
after
off completely.
She became basically one of the main characters or very high up there, was with Finn the entire movie.
Yeah.
And then all the toxic internet trolls.
Yeah, I kept on waiting for her to see, like,
oh my God. They sideline her in the very beginning, and she says, no, Leia wants me to look at blueprints.
Right. Yep.
She's as big of a character as the guy from Lost in this movie. Like, she's just a background character.
And I don't know what happened.
That's despicable that JJ did not give her a bigger role. I'm not saying that it wasn't his initial plan.
Well, maybe,
but we all know how it went down, and he should have given her
a bigger
part.
I mean, the other thing, though, is maybe she said, I'm not dealing with it.
She didn't.
Oh, no.
I don't think that's true, but I'm just saying it like...
She doesn't want to not be a Star Wars.
It's weird because those are the two that appeared together at Celebration.
Mm. Who did?
JJ and Rose.
Oh, really?
Yeah, during the Star Wars show.
See, we're friends. I have a friend that's Rose.
But
we're
filmed this movie, so it's like at that point, they knew.
And she knew. Like, she knew.
You know.
Of course. And she's not going to say, well, I'm staying home. She's in a Star Wars movie.
I mean, she definitely was caught up in a... Really, just weird,
for no
unexplainable
reason, like,
toxic fandom.
But then, he gave them exactly what they wanted.
Yeah,
yeah.
He gave the toxic fans exactly what they wanted. He should have doubled down, and she should have been on those missions.
I kind of hope
she should have gone on a mission with Jar Jar Binks.
Hell yeah!
And just been
I'm the best.
All of you
people. Jar Jar should have been in one of those tanks. By the way,
I was thinking that too.
Yeah. But no, I'm wondering with like Dominic Monaghan being. Like such a bit player in this, but like
he's friends with JJ.
Yeah, but like I'm almost wondering if they have an idea for spinoffs for some of those other Resistance.
Oh yeah,
players.
little Akbar Jr. They're really going to bring him back.
Yeah. Well, Matt Parkman's not going to be in it. I'll tell you that much.
No, well, see Porkins too.
Yeah,
Porkins.
Yeah, I just know Matt Parkman from Heroes. That's what
I
always call
totally,
that guy.
Totally.
Driver.
Gutberg.
Gutberg is probably more appropriate.
That's Abrams' best friend, and he killed him off.
Who apparently is Wedge's son.
In real... Wait.
Not in real life.
Yeah.
You know that?
He's an Antilles?
Wex?
Yeah.
Wex is Antilles?
No.
He has his mom's last name.
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah, I just read that. I was like, what?
So wait a minute. So Wedge shows up in this thing and his kid dies in front of him and there's no response?
They're busy. Save it for later.
I'm really surprised they got Dennis Lawson back to even do that cameo because he's kind of been,
right?
He's not been like the friendliest person to fandom. Yeah. And like he told he's Ian McGregor's uncle. And,
really?
He told Ewan McGregor not to take the role of Obi-Wan if he wants to have a career.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
He wasn't entirely wrong.
He's had
a very good career, but he had some, I mean, there's a gap from, what was it, from Sith to
Ewan McGregor, like at the same time that he was doing Star Wars, he did Velvet Underground, or Velvet Goldmine. And
that's true.
So clearly he was on a path where he's like, I'm also going to make this kind of movie.
Right. Yeah. And
he's wanging out everywhere.
And he's also one of the best parts of those prequels. Ewan McGregor's great in those
hands
prequels.
Right? And I can't wait for his show.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be a lot of fun.
Race training.
And you can tell that there's something off. Like, there's always been that, at least in Jedi, there's been that underlying current that Luke had, and then obviously Anakin had, where there's...
Now, you're going to refer to Jedi as... The last Jedi.
Yeah, you guys say last
I guess that's
Jedi.
True.
Jedi's
yeah,
always
that's
been
true.
Returned.
Every time
so
you
Jedi,
say
it,
yeah,
I'm
right. But Luke's had that underlying darkness. It's the Skywalker thing, right? Like if
you
Palpatine,
abandon your training.
Yeah, chances are.
Yeah. And we saw Luke didn't do that.
He
but
didn't.
We saw Ben Solo clearly did do that.
And so did Anakin.
And we saw Anakin do that, where it's like, well,
maybe
you probably want to graduate.
Can you finish your training first,
you
please?
Graduate.
Yeah, right.
Does it have to do with balance? Or why the dark side is always trying to tempt the person?
I feel like in these nine movies, we know that Palpatine created... That was for you.
John Palpatine. That's his son's name. He's John Palpatine.
John Palpatine. Yeah. We know that he created Anakin for a reason, right? Mm-hmm. So it would lead to reason that the offspring of that creation would also, like, Palpatine would also have that idea for all of them, mm-hmm. right? So with Luke and Leia, and I guess we don't really know a lot about Leia's training, so we don't know if there was ever a moment where she was tempted by the dark side.
I mean, like, all we see is what's in this movie.
Right. And I'm trying to think if there's anything in like the Marvel stuff now where they rep, but they really don't. There's no reference to it whatsoever. And then there's, you know, obviously Ben turned.
Yeah.
And then Rey has this, and there's a reason Rey has an underlying current of darkness running through her.
At least.
Well, I think it's like even without the, it's just,
the lineage.
It's so much power.
Mm. Yeah.
Like anytime you have that much power, you're going to be tempted to use it selfishly.
And Last Jedi, I mean, which I rewatched all of them.
I did too.
And Last Jedi is pretty high up there. It's pretty high up there on my favorites.
It's a really well-made film.
It is
so good. When you watch this movie, I think time.
That's a film.
Time will hold up. I don't care what the internet haters, which is a very small corner of the internet.
Good.
When people look back in 20 years on the Star Wars movies, The Last Jedi is a much better film than this.
It is
just a great film.
It's got some heft to it. Where this one is kind of like, let's do some fun
which
Star
is
Wars.
Just, JJ doesn't. I mean, Ryan Johnson's a different filmmaker.
Totally different filmmaker for sure.
But Luke said, you know, when he was training her reluctantly, he's like, you went straight to the dark. You didn't even try. You didn't even stop.
And there's
just
a reason.
Right in there.
Yeah.
Right in the hole.
And didn't they, isn't there in the prequels, isn't there reference like you can't, once you bring somebody back, like that's the key to the dark side. Isn't there some reference to that between Obi-Wan and...
You're thinking the genie can't bring anyone
back.
That's
true, yeah.
Or make them fall in love.
I don't like doing it. But I feel like there is at least some reference where maybe Obi-Wan talks to Anakin about bringing Padme back. He's like, you can't do that. Like, once you cross that line, that's it. There's no coming back. Mm-hmm. So when Rey fixes the snake, and I was like, shh.
Well, that was so that you weren't totally... skeezed out when it
all
happened
watched,
at the end.
Are
I mean,
you all
that was
caught up on Mandalorian,
right? And they
and
introduced
spoiler for everybody else. Yeah. If you haven't watched Mandalorian now,
yeah,
but we can just say they do
ironically,
something.
That,
yeah, I mean,
I was like, the night before,
yeah,
Yeah,
right,
we,
right, right.
But we haven't seen it in the movies.
No,
right. And so
this
if at
the
very
canon version of it.
At the very end, if a major thing happened, or toward the end, if a major thing happened, you saw that, you would go, come on. So,
right.
Like, they had to kind of prepare you, and that's why they released Mandalorian 2 days earlier. That's why they showed you the snake thing. I mean,
well,
it was to get you, like,
also
oh, that's
they
a
released
thing.
It so people wouldn't stay home to watch it.
Right. That, yeah. like, I'll watch it early, and then I'll go.
Well, it takes you 30 minutes. You can do that while the previews are happening.
Oh, man, you ain't kidding, bro.
I think, I don't know if you guys saw this at AMC.
That was terrible.
I saw it at AMC.
I saw it at Marcus.
So. Okay, so AMC normally is 23 minutes. That's
that
the rule.
Awful.
30 minutes before, right? I mean,
awful.
This is already a long
Good
movie.
Lord.
I think they paid him extra to shove
some stuff.
I saw
it at 10:30 at night, and the movie started about 11.
Oh, yeah. And that Tenet teaser is not, nobody knows what's going on there.
I didn't get that one.
Did you guys see that?
No, I got Black Widow, and I got.
Oh, no, there's a 7 minutes or however long from Tenet that they played.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I didn't see 7 minutes.
Uh-huh.
I just saw
it was
like
so long.
That tells
me
nothing.
They play an entire sequence. It's like what they did.
Did they do that with Dark Knight Rises?
Yes, but that's a movie everybody
was
anticipating.
Was it
this is a
was
movie
it,
nobody knows anything
heist.
About.
Right.
Oh, but they didn't do that with the football scene.
I don't know. The bank heist is the main
they
one.
Did
I remember.
No, they did the airplane thing at the beginning.
Oh, sure.
But this
is
a movie nobody knows.
Right.
That doesn't have Batman in it, and everybody's just looking at each other like.
What's going on?
Did I go into
the
wrong
movie?
Right.
And my dad's like, what is this crap?
And Tenet,
like, you're going to like it later, man.
Tenet spelled backwards is Tenet.
Ba-ba-ba.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. Christopher Nolan and time travel and symmetry.
And stuff.
Yeah.
So there's interactions between Rey and Leia. And Leia's even kind of alluding that we know that you're not okay. Like there's. But you'll find your way. You always find your way.
She's off.
Yeah. There's just something off.
Dropped a tree on BB-8.
Yeah. Which I did. It's like.
Oh, poor, I felt so bad for BB-8. As soon as she went chopping trees, I'm like, the first time I saw this, I'm like, oh, BB-8, where's he? And then he's under it. It's so sad when he's like.
She's like, oh, crap. Sorry.
They make those droids emote so much with their noises.
It's interesting that they don't really give a lot of character to Poe. Until this one, like this is the time when, like, we get the Han Solo style.
We're just learning, like his backstory,
right?
Like,
which is okay. Yeah. Like in those first, I don't need his backstory, but in this one, you find out he was kind of a smuggler. Like he was Han Solo.
In this one, we learn he's Han Solo.
Yeah.
He's straight up Han Solo.
Yeah.
That's what
down to the quick talking and all that.
We
stuff.
Always knew he was the Han Solo surrogate, but
like his family, like is like one of like the. Not founders of the resistance, but like they're very early on in the resistance. So
really?
Means he had to leave the resistance to go
do
his thing and come back.
Yeah. So are you saying he rebelled
against the rebellion?
Whoa.
It's like a double
double rebellion.
Dun, dun, dun.
So,
that cancels out.
So he didn't rebel
at all.
But even his love story is similar to Solo in that he leaves this girl on a planet.
Right.
That, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, from the movie, right?
Yeah,
I was thinking
he
didn't leave Leia anywhere, but right.
Who was better?
Carrie
I love
Russell.
Where he like once like asked for a kiss or whatever, and she's like no.
No,
and
he's like,
at the very end, like he looks at her and she's like, no.
I laughed out loud. That was one of my favorite parts of the movie at the end when he's like, okay,
he's
and
like,
he watched
it's
so
worth,
good.
It's worth a try.
He's like, that's, okay. That's, I'll come back to you.
That's Carrie Russell.
He's like, Finn.
Yeah.
What about you? Russell's one of my favorites.
Oh god. I like Poe a lot though. I mean, since The Force Awakens, like Oscar Isaac in this role, and Poe, he's great. He's fast talking. He's funny. You know, I
should have been Batman.
Oh, we'll see. But he's really good in this movie, and I do like that we get his background here. It's just nice to know a little bit more about him, and it's funny where they basically introduce, like, everybody has a past. You know, they can like, oh, you were a spice runner, and he's like, you were a stormtrooper, you were
a scavenger. Like, we can do this all day.
I like it,
So, yeah, so we know that, so Rey has to go, she's going back to...
So Rey wants to sit around and train.
That's right.
And
Poe's
the other
like,
guys
you're
are
your
like,
damn
you're
mind.
Our best fighter. So
we need you out there.
They know there's a spy. They have this information now.
That's right. That's
and
right.
They have to go. And they're like, yeah, you're coming with us. And one of the other big complaints about The Last Jedi is the three main characters never were together.
Right.
But in this one.
Put them together the whole time.
Yeah, but that's what they did in Empire.
It is. They split them up and then brought them back.
Oh, the multiple story arcs.
Yeah.
You know.
So that's, okay. I'm glad you brought that up. Is the complaint that I've been hearing since, I don't know, post Force Awakens, is it's not a Star Wars movie. I don't know what the fuck that means.
Wait a minute, hold on. The Force Awakens
Star
Wars movie
everything
there
that
is.
Came after Force Awakens.
So
it's like,
The Last
it's not
Jedi.
Rogue One, Solo.
What? Oh yeah, these people are crazy because those are clearly Star Wars movies.
But I mean, like the complaint I'm hearing is that's not Star Wars.
Well, I don't know what that means.
Like, what does it mean? It didn't do what they wanted it to do. Exactly.
Right. And they also don't know what they wanted it to do.
And then they didn't like it.
Well, there's some people you're never gonna please.
Yeah, that's the bottom line.
You got to ignore that.
And people need to stop treating these small sects of fandom as like the end all be all of opinion. Yeah. Like they are the minority.
Right.
They're just very loud. Everybody treats them like this is the general consensus. No, it's a
If it was the general consensus, cats would have beat it at the bottom.
Right. Yeah, no kidding.
They're the vocal minority. It's the same. This happens in politics. It happens in a lot of these things online.
And media grabs onto it.
They're the loudest. But
people don't like it. Like, well, no.
Like, there's some.
A person doesn't like it. Yeah. There's five people don't like it.
Good to listen to. So, like, the Sonic thing,
Mr. Incel Bro over there. Yeah.
But Sonic was right to listen to.
Doesn't matter in ways.
Cats, they should have listened to, and they didn't.
Apparently they did.
But
what was the thing with cats? Like, was there something
the effects? Everyone agrees it looked terrible from the first trailer. But with this one, it's like, when Disney bent the knee to some of the toxic fandom in these decisions, I think that's a mistake because you're never going to please everyone, like you said.
Sure.
And then they have to.
I think the difference with Sonic is it was apolitical.
Yes.
Oh, it was just the look of the character.
Right.
Yeah. And so it's easier to go, yeah, that looks bad. But when.
Why does he have baby teeth?
but with the Star Wars stuff, it was very commingled with politics.
Sure.
And they got scared to death that they were going to get caught up with a MAGA boycott or something.
But couldn't like, we talked about the Asian box office. I think Rogue One did fairly well in Asia. I mean, Donnie Yen's in the movie. Like, Donnie Yen is a major player in that movie. So you have Rose in this movie, who is an Asian character, but when you completely take her out of the movie, you're kind of shooting yourself in the foot.
Yeah,
with that market.
It was a huge mistake.
We see it all the time where when you have an Asian character in the top five names of the movie, you're going to get yourself some money because they don't. I feel like the Asian market doesn't see themselves represented in the American film market.
It's representation. It's not a bad thing as long as it's not forced. We've talked about some of the Chinese finance movies where it's very wedged in there.
There's a whole other cut of Age of Ultron.
The Marvel movies do it where like there's whole characters that have subplots films in China.
They're like heroes of the movie.
And they're billing is like
way up.
Robert Downey Jr., that person because they shoot so much extra footage and then that market they re-edit they cut that footage in because you watch deleted scenes and you're like
what the hell's that?
It's like 20 minutes
right goes on and on.
I'm interested to see what Shang-Chi does.
Like
if it's good. I don't have any reason to think that it wouldn't
be. Probably know what they a little bit right
maybe,
on that
maybe just a smidge.
So they get together and they head to the Firefest or whatever the Burning Man.
So we talked about the nostalgia button.
Droid.
So we're going back to, you know, we're doing this again. Like, we're going back to the market town and, you know, doing the thing.
Was the bartender, like, the bartender from the original? Like, I feel like
they
was
lingered on him in a way
the
that
guy,
I was
he
like,
he had a weird headset, like an eye patch.
That was John Williams.
Was that John Williams?
Well, that's why they lingered on him.
I couldn't quite tell with the makeup. But
apparently, behind him on the shelf is like references to all of his other movies.
Oh, that's neat.
Really? Yeah, it's John Williams. And his name is like Oma something, but it spells Maestro.
But yeah, the way it lingered, I clearly knew. I'm like, I'm supposed to know that, but it's not
John Williams.
Okay, cool.
Which I thought was hilarious. I was like, I don't think he's ever actually been in a movie.
I like that. That's nice when it's not totally heavy handed.
But I just saw him. So I was like, was Joe Williams?
That's why he was wearing that weird eye patch and cantina name tag.
I leaned over. I go, pretty sure that was Joe Williams.
That's what it was. And this is where we get our second, I guess our final returning character from the original trilogy.
Yeah. Oh, as soon as that bolt came out, I was like, oh, here comes Lando.
Here we go.
So now we should talk about, so they do something that Rian Johnson kind of set up, the force connection that Rey and Kylo have, this very strong link, and they never really explain it, but you know
something's
up.
They can't see around
bond or whatever.
They can't see what's going on around
them. But they see
each other. They can see each other.
But in this one, they're physically passing items back
and
forth.
Well, they were able to in the last one, too, like the water or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, that's true, where he's got the water on his glove.
But but this, I mean, though, like they are passing things, items are, like, I'm just saying, like they really expand upon like how strong their connection is.
Well, what I'm saying is they do, and it's just in a smaller scale. So they set it up that they can't physically pass things through.
Yeah. I guess there's so many different parts of the Force that are never touched on in the movies, but you look at the books and everything.
I've never seen this in any EU. Oh,
That was my question. Is this
but
a
that's
force?
The great thing about a mystical Force thing.
Yeah.
Like,
do whatever you want.
You can make it up. It's fine.
Yeah, so, I'm not going to argue with that.
Oh, no, I don't care.
The super fans, you know, when in Last Jedi, when Luke projected himself and all that stuff, and they were like, this is totally bullcrap.
Oh, man,
that
was so cool.
And then Rian Johnson just did an Instagram post. His response was basically he just walking through his house, walking into his library, walking to the massive shelves of Star Wars books because he has a ton, and then pulling out a book, opening up a page.
There it is.
And there it is on the page in the book.
Yeah. Oh,
and that
man.
Was his response.
I love that. That's
it's
so
like,
good.
Rian Johnson's a smart guy, and it's a shame that he's been bombarded with this crap from these toxic fans because he's such a good filmmaker and such a clever guy.
I feel
Knives Out.
That's what I'm saying. I was just going to say, like, I don't feel as bad now because he came back. He came. Right. If he had come back with a garbage movie, he was like, well, now you've
got
a problem.
And the one character in that movie, the son, is based on all of these people anyway.
Yeah.
Who?
The alt-right kid.
Oh, sure. Yeah. That's hilarious.
That was an accident.
That's
hilarious. My God. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So they end up on this planet, and Rey and Kylo have an interaction.
And she was given
a necklace. Rey Kylo grabs her and pulls the necklace off, and all of a sudden he realizes we know where they are. And then Rey also realizes, she's like, I mucked up here. Like, they're coming.
Yeah.
So
that kid messed up. Like,
well, I mean, not really.
I'm kidding.
So they jump onto this. A character pulls them, says, get on this.
Baby.
Oh, my God.
Get on in here.
He's so good. Like, the dude's still so smooth.
I saw him at Comic-Con just a couple of years ago, and I was really happy to see him in this and that he was there and operating on all cylinders, because when I saw him, I mean, I'm not trying to speak ill of the guy, but he was very slow moving.
He looked good at Celebration.
Very quiet. And he looked great in this movie. So I was just happy because I was a little worried when I saw him. I'm like, oh, that's why Lando isn't in these movies. Because
I wonder,
he's just... You know,
it's like when we get the Donald Glover version where he's not really Lando. I feel like he's doing his own thing up until like the last, I don't know, when we see him again.
Man.
Like that. Yeah. Then he's doing like the Billy Dee Williams Lando.
I remember
by
him
the
being
very
a great
end.
Lando.
He was
movie.
Great. But
yeah.
He's just he's just younger. Yeah. He's just a younger version. So it was great to see this version of the Billy Dee Williams Lando, but also, like, he's older.
When you hear him just say, like, Chewy, like, oh, my gosh. I mean,
I'm just glad he wasn't wearing Han's clothes.
I was like,
does he need these back?
I was like, there's certain things that happened. I was like, so help me. Don't kill Lando.
Oh, yeah.
Don't blow up the Falcon.
Don't kill Chewie.
So help me and
don't
kill
Chewie.
Like, you do any of those things, you're going to have, I will be mad.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, there were certain lines you don't
draw the line.
I am totally. That's why I was like,
"There's no way
he's fine."
Yeah,
well,
right.
There was a person who. So, Reddit is a terrible place sometimes where someone just posted like a list of spoilers, and I saw it was like a week before the movie, and it's like Rey is Palpatine's granddaughter, whatever. But one of the spoilers, and this is apparently a spoiler that was going around, was that. Chewie, Lando, C-3PO, and R2-D2 all die on the Falcon. I don't know if it's something that was filmed or they just leaked it out to make it throw people off.
I think that was a fake leak. There's
trolling.
No version of this movie
no,
they kill
where they
all
kill
of
them.
All of those
let's
characters.
Let's break the collective hearts of everybody.
Right. No
maybe
way.
Maybe in Colin Trevorrow's script.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
maybe.
Not.
Who knows?
You do not blow up. Yeah. You don't kill Chewie.
Well, you do if you're the expanded universe.
Well, I know. And they undid that. You know, that's probably why they ditched all that stuff.
Yeah.
And you don't blow up R2-D2.
Yeah.
You do not. You will break little children's hearts.
Yes.
Well, yeah. We should talk about C-3PO in this movie. He's given more to do than he's ever done, and he's great. I laughed out loud almost every single time.
They finally made his character
he was
like...
That whole, oh, what is it? Oh, Poe, I'm fine or whatever. Poe is so disgusted with him this whole movie, and it's hilarious.
Yeah. The line where he's like, have we figured out how to turn his volume down yet?
And that scene, I mean, the first time I laughed out loud in this movie at C-3PO is when they end up at Burning Man, and he's like, oh, the festival, this happens every 40, how fortuitous, blah, 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 and there's all these candies and food and whatever, and they look at him, and he looks at each one of them, and then turns around behind him without saying a word, that body language of him moving.
This is the 3PO we got in the original trilogy.
Yeah. Yes.
This is the
prequel one.
No, that was
for lots of reasons.
He's given so much
for sure.
To do.
Yeah, he's given a lot more to do in this than he has in the last two.
I was just
a little
sad they sidelined R2-D2 in for the new Rolly droids, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's just a little sad because it's the last one, and just like, you know, Rose, I mean, it's like R2-D2, he's hanging back, you know? And
well, R2 was doing something that apparently C-3PO didn't know he was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very true.
That's why you always keep your backups.
Ta-da. So Lando has, I guess, more information as to where that Luke was trying to track down this other holocron or whatever the hell it's called.
Sure.
Horcrux.
Right.
Yeah, Sith Wayfinder.
Right. So Lando gives him a little bit more information, so we're moving forward. The Kylo storyline kind of gets kicked by the wayside where he's just... basically, like, trying to...
He's having PowerPoints.
Yeah, like, he's having board meetings. And it's kind of, like, his story doesn't really pick up until we end up back on, like,
He has the Vader meeting where he force chokes, but then he goes, like...
Throws the guy in the air.
Yeah, throws him in the air. Like,
he's a one-upper meeting.
there's that.
I think it still shows you that Kylo is a bad dude.
Oh, yeah, man.
He's willing to kill.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to force choke you, and then I'm just going to leave you up there for a while.
Yeah.
But I really... So, the General Pride is the new general. It's like the lead general. I really like Richard E. Grant. I thought he was great.
Was he in the originals at all?
Well, because they're saying his character was.
Right, that's
my
question.
I don't believe Richard E. Grant was in them as like a young man or anything.
Okay, okay.
But I think he's great. He was in that Melissa McCarthy movie, the writing one that was really good.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. I'm on record as saying that movie's very good. When she's not Melissa McCarthy. Can you ever forgive me?
Okay.
He's in that, and he's amazing.
Not the ones
film.
Directed by her husband.
Did he get nominated for an Oscar for that?
He did.
Yeah.
He was nominated,
yeah.
But he's a great actor, and so I was excited to see him go from, like, I mean, not that he hasn't been other stuff, but I saw him in the little, you know, art house movie, and he's in Star Wars, and he did a great job.
Oh, yeah. He's kind of he takes over for Hux. Like, Hux is not really... a major player in this movie as he was.
Hux is probably one of my least favorite characters in this entire trilogy, to be honest. And when he gets shot in the gut, I'm pretty happy about it.
I am glad they just did it.
Sniveling.
Yeah.
It's just so, it's
overacted.
Over the top.
It is.
He's a cartoon mustache.
Absolutely. I like Don Juan Gleason. I think he's a fantastic actor, but I do not like him.
But he plays a snidely whiplash type villain in these movies,
Peter Cushing played... Like, he was Vader's partner. Like, they didn't... Obviously...
No, they were not partners. They did not like each other.
But, I mean, there was not this level
They were more rivals that had to work on the same team.
But do you think, like, do you...
But they seemed to make that work better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what wasn't this level of, like, one-upsmanship between the two. Like, they... No.
Kylo, in all reality, would have killed Hux long ago. The way he acts towards
his people.
He would
have killed Hux in Force Awakens.
It makes no sense to keep Hux around.
Vader would not have... His grandfather would not have put up with that
garbage.
No,
you don't. When Hux talks the way he does to Kylo, and especially when he is the Supreme Leader, like, you don't keep him around.
When there's that scene in The Force Awakens where he's like, you know, they lose Rey or whatever, Hux is like, sir, he messed up. Like, he messed up real bad. And I was like... Can we just snap that guy's neck right now? Because that's what should happen. That's not the way this works.
But they both reported to Snoke.
They did. And then he had to report to Kylo.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the things I always liked about the Peter Cushing character is the fact that, like, you can tell there's this animosity towards Vader and Vader also, but they know that they both have to work for the Emperor.
Right.
But they're also, like... The idea of the Empire itself is just everybody's so self-serving in it.
Right,
like,
sure.
And, like, they're like, okay, to achieve my goals, I'm going to need to use this guy.
Yeah.
And they're very smart about it. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that kind of the way the Sith, though, too, is, like, the trainer of, like, the So you've got the two, right? There's always two.
I'm sorry, were you talking about current politics or?
No. But like, isn't that the deal? Is that the guy who is training always expects his trainer to kill him at some point?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's kind of just kind of the way it works.
It's a given.
Yeah, he's like, it's going to happen at some point, I guess. Yeah, so Ray kind of continues. We go to another planet, and we find...
No, she's on that planet trying to find the
desert knife thing. Because we get that.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We go back to
get
her.
A sweet chase.
We do an awesome chase. We do a side MacGuffin.
Yeah.
With the dagger.
So she sees the ship. She sees the ship that her parents left on.
Right.
And we find out that the guy that was piloting that ship was working for the Sith, and there's a bunch of these Sith loyalists, and he was on his way to find the Wayfinder.
He was going to find her parents.
No, the parents are... He killed her parents.
Right.
But he was the parents.
But he was trying
to... That's right.
He had the knife, and the whole purpose of the knife is to find the Wayfinder. Right.
Yeah. Right.
So
he
was on his way to Califragilistic. Okay. And so anyway, so they find out that the ship is there, and he ended up underground because they get in the, I think, an excellent action sequence where they're on
funky sand, space
sailboats or whatever.
Yeah, quicksand. Still a threat.
Even in outer space.
A long time ago.
Yes.
In a galaxy far, far away.
Right.
Yeah. And nowadays,
flying
we got quicksand figured out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, I thought this
stormtroopers.
Which was great. Like,
I was excited to get this action sequence.
They fly now.
It was
Fly now?
Yeah. They have jetpacks. You get the humor with the droids. You know, Leia says, don't ever underestimate a droid.
Yeah.
BB-8, and I like it when I saw it the second time. I saw BB-8 investigating the little paint
canister.
He looks at it and gives it, taps on it, figures out how it works. But really good scene with them flying. I thought it was cool when Rey shoots the storm.
It was great.
The stormtrooper goes flying and then she shoots it and explodes it in the air. Really good action sequence there. But then they all end up crashing into the quicksand, and that's where they go find the whatever his name is with his knife.
Oh, yeah, we find the body of this bounty hunter.
Bones.
Oh,
that's never a good sign.
I do like that. Even at Poe, who's been this constant suave dude, sees the bones. He's like, ugh, I don't like it.
Oh, and
we
also get Finn. Rey, I never told you.
So, which is
Never will.
It never will. Like, they never touch on that ever again. So, I mean, you can interpret
that however you want.
Finn's got...
What
Finn's
are
we going to
tell
her?
What are we going to tell her?
A menagerie of women. He's got Rose. He's got the new chick. He's got Rey. He can't keep his mind.
He is a little... It's kind of like Elsa in Frozen 2. Where I'm just like, let her do her, don't hold, the tighter you hold on, the harder she's going to push back.
Hold on loosely.
38
hold
special
on.
Taught
Thank
you
Thank you
nothing.
Very much. Thank you very
don't
much.
Let go.
Hold on loosely, but don't let go. But this entire time, he's like, nope, I got to go get her. It's like, pump the brakes, brother.
But, I kind of wish that it would have played out in a way. So it's like everyone expects that Poe and Rey are going to be together. Since the beginning, it was kind of like they set that up.
Poe and Rey?
Yeah, that's what everyone...
No.
No.
Finn and Rey.
No, I want Finn and Rey.
Oh.
But, I mean, people kind of expect that...
Is
like,
that Poe and Rey?
I've never heard.
Oh, man.
I always thought it was going to be Finn and Rey.
You didn't think they had a Han and Leia fighty? Okay.
I thought it was Kylo and Rey. That's where I thought we were going.
Well, that too. But I wish that they would have made it Finn and Rey.
I think before I would have, seen the movies and I just saw the trailers, I would have thought maybe... It would be Poe and Rey, but after seeing the movies, they never
thought
really
it was gonna be
played that up.
Poe and Finn.
I just thought it was the Han and Leia argument, kind of whatever.
Oh.
But I wish that they would have, I feel like in this movie, what they try to do is they're like, hey, forget about Rey. Here's a new girlfriend.
So it's interesting you say that. Because
you were a former stormtrooper too? I just feel like that's a little bit like you can't have Rey, but here's this other perfect match
for
you.
And we're the same color.
Yeah.
Did
it not feel forced to anyone else?
There is, when you watch those 4, 5, and 6, there is... Without their lines together, there is significant sexual chemistry between.
Well, that's because they were banging.
That's exactly right. Between Han and Leia.
Yeah.
In this one, it's not there.
No.
Even when they're bickering, it just sounds like two people pissed right. off at each other. Yeah. It's there's no like, I think yeah. you're really hot, but I'm also pissed at you.
Nope.
They're just like, I'm just pissed at you.
Jack
like,
that's not, my droid.
Yeah, right.
Falcon's on fire.
Right. Yeah, right. They're just going back and forth. Like, you messed up my ship. You messed up my droid. Like, it,
yeah, but if you guys have never seen a romantic comedy, I mean, that's
but there's
how.
But I think he's saying that, like, they're going through, they're executing those things, but he doesn't feel like
there's nothing there.
There's any yeah, connection yeah. between those characters.
But yeah. it, you feel it, you know, like, but in Romancing the Stone, you can mm-hmm. feel it. Like,
right.
there's something, yeah. there's some chemistry there. There's
it's,
no,
that, it's that X factor that's really is. Hard yeah. to quantify, yeah. and that's what it's what makes the difference between yeah. You know, what makes a mediocre romantic comedy good
right.
or good
Harry
but great. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, I mean, it's there's something there, and I'd never felt at any point. The only time I felt it is between Kylo and Rey.
Yeah,
like that's the only time there was like a I can't like I'm attracted to you, but I know that's not okay.
But they
like,
just
not an okay.
They
thing.
Just drop it though. Like Finn never tells her.
Nope, they do.
He
yeah.
doesn't end up with her. I just feel like it was a little bit like here's your consolation prize, and I just didn't think that was really
Twice.
Fair for that character.
Twice
to not even get to explore that at all. And the problem is they're doing so much and they just don't have time.
But it is the weird trope where even they have a moment right where he's going to say something and they drop and they
right.
land on
and
their
they bring
feet.
It back
yeah.
up
and she
like,
says all he has to do is say it right there.
Yeah.
But he won't do it. It's like, well, that's on you, buddy. Like you right. had, you've
and
had
Chewbacca gets captured and everything goes
yeah.
on.
Well, then we find out the secret language that 3PO is like not going to tell.
Yeah,
me.
This
yeah,
is, this whole thing is
nope.
very funny.
I like that he's like, no, I got it, and they're just like, uh huh. He's like, no, I can't.
He's
tell
like, you. I can't translate, and they're like, oh, of all the things you can't do it. Oh, I can, but I'm not allowed
I'm
to
not
tell
allowed
you.
To, yeah, I can't. So
very funny.
They find this dagger, and on the dagger is where the Wayfinder is
in the Sith,
and it's but it's written in Sith and 3PO can do it, but he can't do it. Like it's yeah. against his programming to repeat to translate out
yeah.
loud Sith language. Yeah. And they're just like, son of
the
a
only
bitch.
Way to reveal it is to do a complete memory wipe on me, and that would be extremely dangerous.
Finn's like, let's do it.
He's like, that's only by rogues and scoundrels and whatever. And Finn's like, let's do that. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is where we get another pretty good fight where Rey takes
the
out
one the one you see in the original trailer.
Where yes, where she jumps.
In.
She jumps over the over Kylo's
interceptor.
Interceptor, yeah, mm-hmm. and slices the wing off.
I guess he had a really good ejection pod because that thing exploded very quickly.
I was like, holy
I see him
crap.
He
like,
put,
a
force
put a force
bubble
around
him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
see, but
just,
I'm just
yeah.
like,
we
the
just
way,
made it up and it sounds perfect.
Yeah. But the way they show it, you're just, I mean, it crashes yeah. and explodes.
That's
instantly.
A hell of a roll cage.
Well, yeah. He's Sue Richards it.
And it's funny because it's, you know, like the big rumor was like, that's not him. It's somebody else. It's, you know, it's one of the Knights of Ren, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, it's him. Okay. Oh, she did take it down. Okay.
Right. And this is the reveal. I do like that they don't.
Really powerful.
The reveal of what?
Well, I guess it's not really a reveal, but she uses force lightning.
Oh,
and nobody.
Yeah,
nobody,
this is the first hint.
Well,
yeah.
That was, yeah. That's,
and
when,
I was,
like,
that's when I was like, oh, no. That's a dark side power.
This
that's
was what, the first This was the first for me, holy crap, out loud moment, just when she had the power to
we
stop.
We also haven't seen it.
The yeah. ship like that.
Yeah.
The fact that she was just using the force and like you see them have with rocks and people and stuff like that. And this thing is jetting off and
she
stops holding it. And then her back and forth, the tug of war. I thought it was a very good
scene. The people on that ship were just like, oh, shit, oh, shit.
Can you just turn it off?
Yeah. Are we under the assumption that she's stronger than Kylo?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which
that's
Kylo's,
I think too.
Kylo's very strong.
Yeah.
And that shows you because of her Palpatine lineage and everything.
Right.
She has that extra power. But I just thought that was a great way to show without doing anything too complicated how strong they are with the Force.
Right.
And that's when Finn, like, again, is reminded, like, she doesn't need help.
Yeah.
He's like, I gotta help her, and
then
like,
she's standing there. He was like, "Oh, maybe not."
He needs no. But when it explodes,
yeah.
That
so
is like
she
holy.
they're tugging back and forth, and then all of a sudden she unleashes force lightning,
and she thinks she's killed Chewie,
and she blows up. Yeah. Chewie's they kidnap. We thought they that Chewie.
Why
is
can't
all
she sense him though? Like she can sense.
I think she's just
they
too
all
bit
sense
constant.
Each other.
I think she's just
on Kylo.
Yeah.
Okay. Shot lightning.
Yeah,
I thought they're pretty good at sensing
out her
things.
Fingertips.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but you if I mean
she
it,
does later,
yeah.
but I think just in the moment she
yeah,
just
sure.
isn't able
okay.
to.
Right,
they've already moved on, and she just
moved to the next step.
But you know, I mean, you should know at this point if you see lightning, that's a Palpatine thing.
It's
and
bad,
so
bad
that's
news
yeah.
bears. That's has there so there's also I mean there's also a Gray Order. And they kind of walk that line.
And then they say that they're not exploring.
They're not
this
going
anywhere.
I guess. Well, we
like
know
that's
this.
A,
this is the end of
that's an EU thing that they're not exploring the gray.
Well,
I
mean,
thought I heard something about that.
They kind of have with Rebels and and Clone Wars. But
can,
they're not going too far.
Can gray Jedi use Force lightning?
There are parts of Legends, stuff that's not canon anymore, where Jedi have been able to use Force lightning. But
okay.
It is traditionally a dark side
a Sith power.
Power.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is where, you know, the first, I guess, what do they call this? The Last Order?
Well, he says
the final,
now.
The final order.
They're more of the First Order now are showing up, and they got to get out of there. So they bolt.
Well, they need to go get the translation.
This is what they're doing.
C-3PO says, "I still remember it." And
right, but, and Poe's like, "I got a guy.
Yeah,
well, I got a person."
And he goes to that little midget,
which I was just like, "Man, Star Wars is doubling down on the cute little
Babu Frick,
voiced by Moaning Myrtle."
Oh, is that right?
Voiced by Moaning Myrtle from Harry Potter.
That's funny. So now you got baby Yoda, and you got this guy, and
very
so it's
funny,
just,
great addition.
Yeah,
but we see that Poe has history on this planet, and
correct.
That's where Carrie Russell's character comes in,
and he's kind of.
By the way, that's one of the things I really do like about this trilogy is they brought back some of the weird characters that I feel like George Lucas really dropped in the prequels. Where
he got so hung up on CGI.
He got hung up on CGI
that they aren't interesting.
Yeah, like Dex's Diner or whatever. Like he's just a big like. Think of how that character
yeah,
probably would have been
George's
better.
George's obsession with 50s car culture. Yeah. Like, I mean, I get it. That's his thing.
Right.
That's
right.
How Han Solo came from that.
Sure.
But like, I love all these little like that Muppet character at the beginning with the spy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like,
that
is a Muppet.
Yeah. Or the big slug thing. He's
the guy that's on the Falcon.
Just
yeah.
Like, that's when it's all, and they don't even they don't dwell on it. Like, look at this cool thing. They're just like, hey, whatever. He's like, oh, baby.
So Belle and I kind of went back.
But
and
when
re-watched.
Star Wars works, that's what you love about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
the
it's an
world,
ancillary character.
It's a lived-in world.
Right.
Yeah.
Like it feels like a place,
yep.
you know?
It's tangible.
Yeah, you don't pay attention to it because they wouldn't pay attention to it.
Right.
It's the whole, you know, used universe thing. The used future. And that's what was wrong about the special editions where they were like, look at all the stuff we can put. Things flapping around
cool.
and flying around and Tatooine and Mos Eisley. You're like,
just
nah.
make it look nicer.
Yeah.
Just up-convert it, the stuff that's already there, and figure it out. But like when you get that Han Solo and Jabba scene.
Yeah.
And like, wait, Han Solo's as tall as Jabba the Hutt? That's all right. That's weird. I don't know how that. Okay,
because it was a real person.
Yeah, right.
It wasn't a character. It wasn't.
Well, no. I mean, in the when they do the extra scene when they're
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It was played by an actor.
Yeah, it wasn't
originally going to be.
That's why they're
that space slug. Yeah.
That's why their fix was walking over a tail.
Right.
That is the weirdest.
Because that scene is in the novelization.
And they fixed it
three
different times.
It's so bad.
I did not realize that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he meets Zuri, and she is played by Carrie Russell. They have a little scuffle with Ray.
She's like the third member of Daft Punk.
Yeah.
I do like that Ray kind of puts her on her ass pretty quick.
And she's like, I know you don't care, but I think you're okay.
And she was like, I do care.
Yeah.
So
it was a cool moment.
So they
Babu Frick
it's a very touching scene where 3PO kind of stands up and says, I just want to look at my friends one last time, and they wipe his memory, and he's able to tell them exactly. This is that scene that
that's
you get in the trailer where his eyes turn red. Yeah,
where you're wondering like, is he bad? But it's like he had to read Sith.
And he gives them the coordinates for this piece of tech,
and then he reboots
Endor.
It's on a moon of Endor, right? Isn't that what it was? Yeah.
It's not Force Moon, but it's...
And he's completely infected with malware.
Pop-ups.
They got rid of Norton on 3PO.
Would you like to find slutty singles in your area?
But I really liked it when he does, I'm C-3PO, human cyber relations info goes, this is going to be a problem.
There were some awkward humor in Last Jedi. Like the... Where Poe's like hold on, you know, he's messing with Hux like on the phone.
Yeah.
Like that's a little weird. Like I don't
but it works.
I don't know. Like it works here for whatever reason.
It's because it was the opening scene. I think it threw
maybe
off.
If it was later in the movie that would make
I will say all the main characters on this film they felt very natural. I think the actors all did a great job with what they were given, and they all felt very.
I mean, that goes back to what I was saying earlier. Like, I feel like all the pieces are there for this to have been a truly great trilogy, and it ends up being the just okay or good trilogy.
Yeah.
It was like, maybe Topher Grace will fix it for us.
Yeah.
I want that. I want to see it. I want to see what he did.
This is, man, those prequels are tough.
They're bad. There are good points in 1 and 3.
There is.
But that's it. That's 2 is worthless.
There is revisionist history going on right now that the prequels are these masterpieces or whatever. Like
no.
I've gone back and rewatched them and
not.
Like. The CG's bad.
Oh, it's real bad.
It has aged terribly. Mm. The dialogue is just
so bad.
Oh man,
it is
like
slog.
Yeah, I mean, it's just they're not good movies.
I watched the prequel trilogy in one night. You know how?
Fast forward.
Yep. I'm like, oh god, I need to watch your force date.
I think the pod race scene
the first
plays
movie is pod race and Duel of Fates.
Yeah,
like that's
your
it. Two things you watch in the first one.
That's it.
The second one you maybe skip, and the third one you watch.
No,
that's
I don't think you watch it. I think you watch the fight.
The third one's
the best of all.
That's a low bar, my friend.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know,
think you watch
it.
It's
not as good as I remember.
Yeah, I think that last fight scene, and that's it.
You watch, but you
nerd confession. Never seen the third one.
Really?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And honestly, I saw the second one.
I saw the first one in theaters. Yeah. I didn't go see the second one in theaters. I watched it on DVD.
VHS.
Like 4 or 5 years after it came out. Because I was like, oh, I need to see these. And I watched that, and I was so bored.
Yeah.
I just never got around
Attack
to seeing
it. So
that's
Attack
the problem.
Of the Clones
yeah.
never
the
got
worst.
Around to seeing
yeah,
it.
The third is much better. Like the second one, I mean, does anyone find any, what is even
no.
happening in that
There's
movie?
There's no
I
redeeming
just,
qualities
no.
of the second one whatsoever.
And that's why, like, C-3PO is at the lowest point because he's just basically a bunch of one-liners.
I
completely beside myself.
Yeah,
it's just like
it is. I actually, somebody posted a picture, and it didn't click at all. But there's the scene in, I guess it's probably Return of the Jedi, where Vader says Luke's standing above him, mm-hmm. and Vader says Obi-Wan has taught you well, and I was like, oh yeah, because he has the higher ground.
Yeah,
like, and that's the line from some Sith, and I was like, oh.
Yeah,
like I have to believe that when they did Sith, they were like, "Well, we got to figure this. Like, we'll
figure out the higher
we'll do
ground.
This." Yeah, right.
That's smart.
Yeah,
to go back and
or
know,
to revisit that higher ground has always been a
it does. Thing. But I mean, like
but
with
to
the,
mention
the,
it though,
from
to,
Anakin
yeah.
saying it to
yeah.
you know,
yeah, yeah.
it's a nice.
Right. But I mean, the best thing, honestly, you could just the third movie, I'm
last
about,
fight,
Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah,
really, the MVP is Palpatine.
Yeah,
except for his battle with Mace Windu.
Okay, I don't want to talk about that part.
I hate
another part
hate,
where I'm like,
hate the faces, the constipated faces.
Yeah,
it's
like, what's going on with you?
Do you hear his voice at the end? Do you hear Sam Jackson's voice at the end of this movie?
Yeah,
he's,
yeah.
He's okay, so that was the one I couldn't.
They're all in it. There's so many people in it.
Yeah,
but,
Luminar Andara. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, like.
Not okay. Minus that part. That part's weird.
So Rey, they go to this planet, and this is like
so Kylo reaches out to them,
right? And
they do. They actually have a fight, right?
Or well, no. Yeah, we see that.
Well,
we see
she feels Chewy, and
the remnants of the Death Star are just. And that big.
Well, we're not
which
there
was
yet.
Awesome.
We're because they have
Zori's
to go to the ship. Yeah, we're Zori's planet, and then they feel Chewy. They have to go up to the ship to do that, and that's where we get a little bit of that New Hope style running through the hallway,
okay. Big time. And we get the big white, like we get Kylo's quarters, which is like a big white.
And he's down on the planet still, and she's up, and
they
have a lightsaber battle.
Yeah, and this was in the trailer.
Quantum entanglement,
and
I guess.
This was good that they showed that because in the trailer,
you think they're working together or something?
Everybody's like, oh
they're turning against Vader together.
Yeah, because they're like breaking down the statue, and I'm like.
Yeah, it is cool how they show. It's cool how they show elements dropping in and out from both worlds or both areas. They are. I like how you get the pot spills with the beans or whatever's in there, and it goes into his chambers.
Cool.
And then of course you get the helmet. He's got Vader's helmet
and
on.
Immediately
display.
He's like, "Oh, she's in my quarters."
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Get to the
which is where he's been trying to get her all along.
Yeah,
that was a
the whole time. So they rescue Chewie, and they get caught at one point. I'm just wondering if there's any like
Poe
weird...
gets damaged in the arm,
yeah,
and so they all kind of have to stop and they surround him.
I do wonder if there's any like celebrity cameos.
Oh yeah, there's absolutely. It's one of them is Silicon Valley guy, right? I'm almost positive.
Middleditch.
That's got to be Middleditch.
That's
that,
hilarious.
That says the funny because she does the Force, the Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
It's okay that we're here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. We're glad you're.
Oh,
here.
Oh, they're here. We're glad you're
we're
here.
We're glad you're
I'm
here.
I'm pretty sure that's Middleditch.
That
sounds
makes,
just
that
like
makes
him.
Sense. That's funny. So yeah,
that's when they reveal Hux is the traitor too.
Yeah. Right, and they
shoot me in the arm.
He shoots him in the knee.
That was funny. I mean, that was good because he's
Poe's like, I knew it.
Yeah.
But the whole
you
like
did?
You did? Why?
Yeah.
Why did
How
you
did you know that this was the one guy?
Yeah, and I do like his reasoning. He's like, "I don't want you to win. I just want him to lose."
I thought that was a little, but that's
and that plays into the character first, this entire time. Yeah, he's a bitch. Yeah. Like that's exactly it. He's a whiny emo bitch.
It's like
the entire time.
It's like they have this huge agenda, and he's a leader and general in the First Order and the Final Order and all this stuff. And then I just think that it comes down to this.
But he
squabble.
Wants his spot.
Yeah, but so you're gonna. I think it's whatever. But he gets taken out, and he deserves it.
Right, and then the rebels escape. And I like Hux is like pleading his case to the other guy, and he was just like, "Oh, is that right?" Pew, and shoots him in the gut, and it was like, "Well,
it was a little bit of that." Like we when the bad guy's talking and delivering their final thing, and they just get shot.
What was the first one? Was that Magnificent Seven?
It was Magnificent Seven.
When like the Skarsgård's like pleading his case, and Denzel Washington just shoots him in the face.
I feel like we've seen it before that, but it had been a while.
Yeah,
before.
He's like, "No, I don't want to hear."
But since then, we've seen it a lot. We're like,
it was a John Wick thing too, where he kills the guy in the hotel.
I think they did in Star Wars too, right? Was it the last movie? Wasn't there a Star Wars movie or maybe Rogue One? There's some movie where someone is talking
and they
just shoot him. I'm positive it's a Star Wars thing. But anyway, it's good.
It's become kind of a trope.
Yeah. But now it's a swung back.
Have we gotten the reveal yet? This is the reveal, right? Where he reveals
he's like, "I'll tell you who your parents are. I'll tell you in person." And he disappears from their little force
communication. That's right. He's basically trying to get her to come to him, like he's been trying to do. So then
does she
take off on her own?
Now they arrive
because she does that jump onto the Falcon, which was pretty sweet.
That was pretty sweet.
Where she like flips around.
And
we see her training, like
she is very capable.
See, that was cool. There's two escape by Falcons in this movie. That one makes sense with the door that opens and you go inside. On top of a flying ship
and then it
going
just
sideways. With them on top
of
it.
On there?
Yeah, that was the dumbest thing. So I'm like, why didn't they just open a door and let them get in like they did earlier? And it was they go to where the Death Star is, right? It's the second Death Star.
Yeah. Right.
And they find
another moon of Endor.
Yes. So they find all the ex-stormtroopers. We find out that there's a bunch of
the knife leads the way. Which when was this knife created? Because like,
would it really be in the same?
Yeah, it's a planet with giant waves. Shit's moving around all the time.
Just go with it.
But also, like but that means that it had to. The knife had to be made after it crashed.
Yeah,
and then somebody had to like.
But it hasn't moved at all.
Yeah, it's very National Treasury where it's like, oh no. This
I
is
like
exactly
the idea of it, but it's
yeah,
like
no, I was
yeah.
like okay, but like. Yeah. This
so
doesn't make sense.
It's so dumb, but
guys.
Okay. Yes.
Just go with it.
We're 9 in. Yeah,
that's true. We are 9 in at this point.
Yep.
So basically this is the place where there's all these refugees and
her name's Janna.
Janna
is the leader. So they're all ex-stormtroopers. Finn and her have a moment. They're trying to fix the Falcon. The landing gear is broken. But the landing gear is broken, so they have to crash land the Falcon.
Right.
She has parts, but
that's why I went to pee, so I didn't get to see it crash land.
Oh, so it's a really bad landing.
Don't worry, because you don't see it crash land. You just see it crash.
You see that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And
that pee in a movie things, it's only going to get worse.
Oh, dude.
I just let you know.
It's come on full force. I used to be always making it
through. You're not even in your 40s yet.
Yeah.
Oh man,
just wait.
It's going to be really bad for you.
That's when Tom was like, "You don't wake up to pee like when you're sleeping." I'm like, "No, that doesn't happen to me at all." He's like,
"It will,
back to this movie. Yeah. So they're fixing.
On Friday, I woke up 5 times in the night to pee.
How do you have a full night's sleep?
I didn't. It was awful.
You actually have surpassed me. Congratulations.
Yeah, I feel like
it's unusual. That was a lot for me, but normally it's at least
your bladder is older than mine.
So they fix
somehow.
Yeah,
I was like,
you've done more damage.
You've done more damage
to your bladder, probably.
They
but I think it's probably calcified.
It's all the aspartame. It ages my
so.
It's preserved,
right?
Yeah.
Where is mute all other mics? So they fix the Falcon with Imperial parts. Finn's like, "These are Imperial parts." She's like, "We're ex stormtroopers." Blah blah blah.
Like,
oh,
I'm
that's
a
nice.
Stormtrooper.
What a great connection. Oh, now kiss.
I love you.
No, but anyway, so
Rey gets out on a skiff.
I do like that. Rey's like, "I'm out of here."
Well,
like, we're stop.
They're
why
like,
are we
waiting? We have to wait for the waves to calm down, and then all of a sudden, she's
like, maybe you have to wait.
Her this and Elsa take the same journey, by the way.
Well, and she's been trying. And it, I mean, it's funny because there's so many things that are like they didn't do at this because of that. But
the water,
yeah,
the water knock is.
I kind
is
of, I kind of expected her to, like, as that wave was coming, to just push it. Like,
yeah,
push a hole through it.
Well, or well, do I mean, something.
She tried to go by herself from the very beginning.
She did.
And they were like, yeah, you can go. We're going with you.
We're all going together.
Yeah, we're going.
She was like,
together.
I no. Like,
she was like, I have to go alone. Yeah, alone with us.
It just seemed
I did like that line.
She's like,
no,
guys,
alone with us.
I have superpowers. You don't.
But with all her powers, the fact that she has to take a sailboat and fight these waves, I'm like, isn't there a cooler way she could have gotten over there?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
she's so powerful.
I have expected her to.
She'd have really upset the incels and just had her walk on the
water. Yes. Yeah. You have to see me walking on water.
Yeah, right. Ooh, yeah. Look at you.
So she gets there, and she, it's very reminiscent, I think, of the beginning of Force Awakens when she's climbing.
Oh,
in the
yeah, very much so. Yeah,
you
very
get
much
the
so.
Same kind of a thing.
She's scavenging.
And
she's,
yeah. And this is where you get, apparently Bad Ray is British. She speaks in her British accent when she
comes. She's always speaking in her British accent.
She has a British accent?
Yeah.
Or is she
always.
Normal?
She doesn't sound that British when she talks
yeah,
as
she
Ray.
Does.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, her accent seemed very, like...
Well, I could see her having, like, a different inflection.
I just thought it was interesting that when Bad Ray comes out with her cool double lightsaber and everything, whatever she says, I'm like...
Well, like, oh. Now that harkens back to the original trilogy because all the baddies were British.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that would make sense. Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
drifting in and out of the accent was her homage to Carrie Fisher.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah. I'm just saying when you see it
and
again...
Just, you get out of the Death Star, it just brings it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it twice. I'm just saying, when you see it again, just think of it as, again, it's not a, it's one line. I just was like, whoa, she really said that with an accent where when she talks the other times, it doesn't seem as strong. But anyway. So
but
she,
this is a throwback to Empire.
Yeah, so she's, yeah.
Confronting,
where she's confronting
the evil,
Rey. And then she leaves and Kylo's there.
Yeah. And Kylo's like, you're a Palpatine.
Like, this is where you, yeah.
He's like, by the way, your grandfather is Emperor Palpatine.
Which is funny because... and honestly, I bought into this, is that the idea that in Last Jedi, when she goes into the hole,
yeah.
and she comes up to the mirror, and then we see thousands of her,
yeah.
I thought she was a clone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I could see that.
You
that
know?
Makes sense.
And I thought that was alluding to her being a clone.
Mm. Okay.
You know, like she was one of many.
There's yeah, you don't have parents because...
And she was cloned. Now, I thought, oh, she'd be cloned from Palpatine.
And, right, right. But, well, and she kind of was.
But... The,
I mean, kinda. Yeah.
The only thing I really don't like about this is the way that, like, when Kylo's like, your parents were nobodies because they chose to be. I'm like, it feels like such
a
retcon.
I'll tell you right now, I agree with you, but that's the same retcon that Alec Guinness was like, from a certain point of view.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
I was like, right. Yeah, you know, that's like, they did the same thing.
Yeah.
And it was the same retcon. They're like, well, yeah.
Kinda. So we,
I'm just like, come on, guys. They were nobodies. Like, what I'm saying is, I believe,
man.
Rian Johnson intended them to be nobodies, and that the kid with the broom at the end?
Yes.
Who is he? No one, but he has the Force? Like, that's where they were going.
Yes. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yes. Well, I think that's where he was going.
That's
he,
I know,
he
but he
going.
Wrote the movie.
And
yeah,
they greenlit it.
Yeah,
it wasn't
you can't,
secret.
You can't
yeah.
be
no,
like,
I,
oh, but,
I
that
agree
was
with
Rian
you.
Johnson. Yeah, he's the writer of Star Wars Episode 8,
I'm not
right?
disagreeing. I'm saying that,
yeah.
like, the,
yes.
the kid was going to be his trilogy. Like,
yeah.
his trilogy was going to be right. something all on its
that
own.
That trilogy's still,
with
like,
new...
canceled, man.
Yeah. No, I know, but it
but it alluded
know.
To more people
yes.
having
yes.
the Force than
correct.
Just Palpatines and Skywalker.
Yes.
yes,
and so
correct.
I like where that was going, and
what
then when he's
some...
like, they chose to be nobody, he's like,
but
no, that's...
It's, but
on.
That was that I went straight to
okay.
from a certain point of view.
But, that, but that's, okay, but so that's where we are.
It's,
so she finds out...
So, Jay, we find out that... Her father was Palpatine's son,
yeah.
and that the son knew what Palpatine's plan was, so they took Rey and dropped her off on Jakku.
Do you think that was, like, artificial insemination, or did, like, the Emperor actually, like, get it? Like, did he like, go...
I mean, that's a great question.
I mean, he's been... He made...
He made Anakin.
Anakin.
Yeah,
so
but... So I could see him making another
yeah.
kid, who's just like, yeah, I made another one. It's fine. It's the old Bill Cosby.
See,
yeah.
I would have liked the fact that we see Emperor building.
I mean, I yeah,
yeah. No, I don't want to see that. But what I like is that we see. So we know that the Emperor created Anakin, and we know that the Emperor created Snoke, and we see all this. I would have liked there to be some kind of like, here is version two. Like, these people don't all look completely different. I would have liked there to have been like, oh, this is the continuation
the next...
of me trying to do this again, and maybe having a little bit more similarity,
yeah.
in the design or whatever. I mean, I don't know. I thought it would be interesting if it would have. Cause it
I'm
would
also trying to figure out when Palpatine would have had time to have a kid. Because, I mean, he's a normal looking person in 1, 2, and 3. But by the end of 3, he looks like a zombie. So, I mean, like,
yeah.
unless he did some dastardly deed. But I mean, like, just, I'm just thinking of like, know, the, I'm just thinking of the age, right?
Like, I'm just like,
he's the emperor. Like,
he's
that's
the
point,
emperor. Like, he has like a million concubines.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm just like, at this point, I'm just like, don't blow up the phone.
Did you see, did you see his followers? On,
so I felt like
I
that.
Mean, there
I
are
felt,
a lot.
I felt like that.
A lot of followers, which we didn't see their faces. Though.
No.
I feel like that was a throwback to the prequels, where it's the Senate.
Yeah.
Like, that's the way I interpreted I that, as the, that as the Senate, yeah. where he's in front of the Senate and. Mm-hmm. Doing his thing, and I was
but
like,
all,
as long
like,
as we don't call it the Senate,
but it's
we're
like,
all right.
I when I saw how many of hundreds of thousands or whatever there were in there, I'm just like, where do they all live and go to the bathroom?
I, just, I think
and
I felt like they were like, just ghosts.
Yeah,
I
ghosts?
Think
that,
yeah.
I feel like
they were
Sith. I feel like they were
they're,
Sith.
They're
ghosts.
They're the spirits of the Sith.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
I thought
I
that they were real.
No,
because buildings collapse on them and kill them, and they're like they're all running from things falling. They seem to have a physical presence to me.
I didn't
remember they're all falling and stuff.
Yeah,
they did get. Destroyed. If they're just ghosts, they wouldn't be running from buildings.
I didn't see him. Did you see him running?
I didn't see him.
Oh, they were all escaping as the thing collapses in the end.
Huh.
They're very much so like getting trampled by the.
No, that I saw.
Yeah.
I just didn't see much effort.
Well, it was a ghost building.
Oh, ghost building.
Right.
They live in the same planet.
I did not. You know, I was just like, man,
let's
you just,
do it.
You just make it all come together.
Yeah, yeah. Right,
just
right,
get
right.
That, put
these,
a bow
these
on
are just
man.
Questions. I just want to know.
Oh, totally,
know,
totally.
A, you know.
So, yeah, so this is where.
I'm totally upfront. I was like, I wasn't that critical of this movie. I was
no,
like,
I'm not at all. I think this was. I had a blast at this movie.
Yeah,
it was fun. I'm
it
still
okay.
critical of it, but it was.
Yeah,
it
yeah,
was,
it was. I
it was
it
entertaining.
Was, yeah, it's exact. I mean, it wrapped up everything the way I felt like needed to be wrapped up. I had a good. There was no points where I was like, ugh, I don't like that. There was no points where I didn't like something. Some things were weird and
so,
odd choices, but
so Rey and Kylo have their water fight, which is again a very cool action scene.
Pretty
I love how she, you know, jumps and gets away from the waves, and he just walks through them.
Yeah.
It's just
yeah.
badass.
Yeah.
You know, it's a
yeah.
cool.
But
cool.
we all, but like, and he is beating her. He's
yeah.
beating her,
yeah.
and she's wearing out. And finally,
well, she's also see Kylo is more is calm. You know, he knows
she's
you know,
fighting.
She
with,
is
yeah.
fighting emotions,
right.
And this isn't a woman thing. I'm not saying anything like that, but it's just, you know, they say like martial arts and you know, the people that are calm and they, you know, they can fight better with a clear mind
yeah.
unless you're drunken master, then that's a whole different thing.
But she's yeah. It's,
but
she's
like
she's
dealing
fighting,
with all this
she's
crap.
Fighting
anger.
With passion. Yeah.
She just found
rage.
Out her grandfather is the most
the worst,
evilest
yeah.
person.
No, the worst of the worst.
And killed her parents that she
yeah.
never
like
knew.
Like he's
right.
space Hitler.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
So they're
on.
Fighting and doing fine,
she's
but
Judy Hitler.
Yeah. And we that there's a scene. Finally, we go back and this is Leia's last scene where
yeah.
she realizes what she has to do
yeah.
and what it's going to cost her
Maz
to do it.
Maz Kanta narrating.
Yeah. Whatever. She's
I
there.
I think that's just part of because of her.
What are they going to do?
Her, yeah. Carrie Fisher's death.
Yeah. I'm just saying, though, like, oh, she realizes that the only way to talk to her son will take everything. That's like,
yeah,
oh,
it's whatever.
That's where I think this movie is. At
they
the
had,
wings
I,
of
they had
so
to
Carrie Fisher dying.
I didn't like this part either. However, is it any? This is the part I was
okay.
talking about
oh,
earlier.
Okay.
Is it any dumber than how Obi-Wan Kenobi died?
No.
I'm going to have this big giant fight with Darth Vader. Oh, Luke's here to look at me? Okay, I give.
Yeah. Yeah.
It will inspire him to be a Jedi.
And
maybe.
And he wanted
maybe.
Him to see it.
Maybe.
But okay, yeah. so like, I totally agree with
I
you.
I mean, that was
I'm
dumb.
Totally, yeah.
I mean, when he was a kid, I was like, this is dumb.
Keep fighting,
but
bro.
Except,
nobody...
except for the disappearing part. See, because I was always like, because I was like, oh, if he's all like lopped in half and he's laying there, it's like, that's pretty traumatizing.
Yeah.
It's going to make Luke's going to be angry.
But also strike me down and you become I become stronger, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a
more
whole...
powerful than you could ever imagine.
Yeah, so.
But he could have started there. He still waited. Why did he have
yeah.
the fight at all then?
Well.
He had to make
well,
sure
to
Luke's
struck,
strong.
He had to be struck down.
Yeah.
Well, he could have been struck down in the first move.
It was a...
If you're going to throw the fight, you don't got to go 12
it
rounds.
Was,
but Luke's seeing
stall.
It does.
He's
stalling.
He's stalling.
Get,
yeah, he's stalling,
he's stalling
to get them on the Falcon. If
he's
he get, if he throws
there.
It immediately, then Vader's sitting there waiting for them at the Falcon, just ready to kill him.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I agree, though. So, yeah. So this... But, okay. So, but to this point, there's... We know in Last Jedi, Kylo doesn't... Like, he has an interaction with Leia there, too. But... He doesn't turn. Like he doesn't fire, but he doesn't turn. And here, it's she says she basically just says his name and says Ben, and he turns around. And she
totally gets him shanked.
Oh yeah, she,
yeah.
Ray guts him like Ray, and so
see, I took it as more of Leia saving Ray. Like she knows Ben's a bad dude, and so to me, it kind of played out like a distraction.
Maybe
almost.
That's true. Maybe it was a twofer, right? Like maybe.
Well, I mean, they do say she sees that she saw this coming in her training, which is why even though she completed her Jedi training, which I love that, by the way.
Yeah, she is a Jedi.
They showed
yeah.
that she did do she her training. Away.
They had to answer why like, she could do Jedi
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, but like she saw the end game mm-hmm. Through like a Force vision or mm-hmm. whatever, and so I think this is what the end
yeah.
of what
that's
she
probably
saw.
True. Yeah, that's a good point.
So he,
but
gets,
I guess to my point, I guess it was a in Last Jedi, it's just Leia. Yeah. In this one, it's the combination of his mother dying plus Rey saving his life.
She's yeah. also, I believe she's also giving her life force to him. And that's why yeah. they both die together, because once it's done, the only reason Kylo survives that insane ending
oh.
thing is because it's her. She's
you
still her
she
body's
had,
there
you,
still. She's in him. Is her force is in him.
Interesting. Okay,
and then
I didn't think about that.
Once he uses his final strength, they both can die and become force ghosts.
Okay,
you know?
Okay.
So she's doing two things. She's helping Rey, but also
right,
giving
yeah.
him her force power.
Right. So then
Rey, that's why she's dead. She had to give everything. She had to
that makes sense.
Leave her body.
So then,
yeah.
so then Rey,
she catches Kylo's saber and through yes.
right through his gut.
Yeah.
And then,
which I'll be honest, I was kind of surprised. Like,
so this
I
is
like,
the, this
oh.
is the point where I was like, man, if they
wait,
do
what?
Like the ballsy thing to do here is the double switch.
Yeah.
Is the double heel, double face turn
yeah.
where you turn Kylo face and you turn Rey heel.
Yeah.
And I was like, if they turn Rey
I'll
heel,
never do it.
You can't.
Do
like, it is gonna. It is a bad
they'll
move.
Never,
no,
Disney
yeah.
will never make Rey a villain.
No,
like,
you're
in
right.
the end, yeah.
But no, but I'm saying like the balls. Like,
yeah.
if this is not, I mean, obviously it is. It's a multi-billion-dollar franchise.
Yeah.
But if you want to turn the fans on their head,
no.
is you turn her, you Hollywood Hogan her. There's
yeah.
your one.
Yeah.
But.
I like it though. She had a moment with her emotions. She had a
yep.
lapse of judgment.
Yep.
She killed him. She instantly recognizes it was a mistake and is upset about it. And
yep.
she heals him using
yep.
the yeah. same thing as Snakey.
The
Snake.
Snaker McSnakeyton.
Yeah.
And she bolts.
Yeah.
Yep.
And she goes back to Blue Milk Place. And she basically says, I'm out. Like, this is bad. Like, I'm bad.
Green
like,
milk.
Sorry. Right. Yeah. Green milk.
Yeah.
Sorry. Bad. Yeah. I'm gonna do what Luke did. I'm gonna sit on this island. Nobody will ever find me because I don't think anybody else knew where Luke was.
Before that,
for
don't
Rey.
We see Kylo? Though,
oh, yeah.
Well, this still... is at the same time. Like it's all
okay,
happening.
Cuts
yeah.
back
so,
and forth. Okay.
So Kylo kind of stands up, and this is where. And
hey,
I thought.
Kid.
And so I thought it was Luke.
Totally surprised me.
I didn't.
I had 0% idea this was coming.
Did we?
Out.
Did you not know that he was in the movie? Didn't
no.
they say he was in the movie?
No,
I had no
oh.
idea.
No, they did not.
This was
okay.
a complete surprise.
At all,
to me.
Which
yeah.
is I that they were able to keep that under wraps is
yeah.
amazing.
A very good reveal.
Because right. I had no. I mean, he'd be at the premiere.
And the
sure,
way
sure.
the way it mirrors Force Awakens exactly.
So much.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Actually,
and a little bit of Empire too.
As you're yeah. watching it, I mean, we in Force Awakens, it's dark and red.
Yeah.
In this one, it's bright and,
yeah.
you know.
Well, he says the same thing. I don't know if I can do it. And he's got the, and like,
yeah.
I'm
yeah,
like
yeah.
He's given the choice again to do
the
it.
The same yes. thing. And he makes the right decision.
Yeah.
And that line, dad,
when
he
says dad,
I know. Oh
yeah,
my God.
Yeah. yeah.
That
yeah.
that whole, I love you, I know.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
my God.
Well, so I don't know if he was going
to
say, I love you.
He
or if he was going to say,
says, I know.
Or he's going to say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I think
it's one of the two. Right.
But it was definitely, I was like,
I know.
I was like,
yeah.
I was getting a little, you know,
I got
allergies
there.
Oh,
yeah.
Like,
it got me. It absolutely, that one got me.
Yeah,
when
that
he
was
said,
the writing.
When he says dad,
yeah,
that's the one I was like, whoa.
That was.
And here's a testament to Adam Driver, by the way.
Oh,
on this scene, there's like an instant change of character on him, too.
You can see in his face, right?
Like,
yeah.
He has a sense of relief almost
yeah.
or whatever. And like, he instantly becomes a little less brooding
yeah.
and
yeah.
like determined and like and
even his body language
yeah,
is different.
Sad.
Something is so different about him in just a span of seconds, and I'm like, I can't even put my finger on it, but
yeah.
it's different.
He's
yeah.
amazing, and first
yeah,
of all, I mean,
really
he is
good.
The MVP of 2019. He's
totally.
An amazing actor. He's had a great year, but also what I don't know if you guys caught this though, but his scar is healed because
uh-huh.
Rey healed his stomach,
uh-huh.
but also that
yeah.
healed his scar. Also,
do you think it healed his brain?
Remember
yeah.
when she heals the thing, she says, I think it was this. It wasn't Yoda. When she heals the snake, she says, oh, I just gave him a little bit of life force.
Right.
Yeah.
So a little bit of her life force is in him. And so
yeah.
I think he received like a healing good.
So
life
I think
force.
So. We're
yeah,
saying
I
that
agree.
He has
his heart grew that
he has Leia.
He has Leia and
Rey.
Rey.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's why I think he's able to go from
yeah.
I want to destroy and kill everyone to, you know,
crap, what have I done?
Dad, I'm sorry. And
yeah.
I love
right.
you. And I'm a good guy because he's receiving these good influences.
Right.
And it was enough to finally bring him over to the good.
Yeah. He chucks
yeah.
his. Never been a lightsaber.
Lightsaber. And I do actually.
I had an argument with so many people. I'm like, it's not a lightsaber.
Yeah.
It's his approximation of a lightsaber.
Right. It's what he thinks a lightsaber should be.
If you look at
be.
The prop, it doesn't even, like, it's all like.
It's all wires, it's like wires on the outside.
Well, yeah. But it's a lightsaber.
It is it's a kyber crystal.
It's a busted. Yeah.
It's a broken kyber crystal.
It's his own version, though. It's not. It's not a Jedi lightsaber. You
it's
know,
a Dollar Tree
Jedi
lightsaber.
It is a found, handcrafted, his version of a lightsaber.
I just don't get. I feel like it's potato potato.
Yeah, I feel like that's semantics.
It's the, why the vent ports and everything.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's a busted ass lightsaber.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not. So it's
if you have a kyber crystal and a light comes out of
Jedi,
there's kind of like rules to Jedi's and Sith making their lightsabers.
I mean, if I make something that shoots a projectile out of it, we're still going to call it a gun.
I know. I understand, but it's like, you know, when like Vader goes,
but you're not going to call it a Smith and Wesson.
I see when Vader says, "I see you've made your own lightsaber." If Vader were alive, he'd be like, "What is this crap?" Yeah, you know, he's like, "It's like a lightsaber, but no, you didn't really do it the right way."
So,
like,
boy, you're a disappointment.
You know, but he knew Luke made a real lightsaber.
So, okay,
Leia
so,
made a lightsaber.
So Mark Hamill shows up,
which is fine.
But I'm going to say Mark Hamill and not Luke. Yeah. I mean, he's so being Mark Hamill.
But who is Luke at this point?
I know, but I just, and I get that he learned things and grew or whatever, but I had a little bit of trouble with the winky at the camera. Like, he's so being Mark Hamill, I love Mark Hamill, but.
I don't know. I guess I feel like he's the same version of Luke from Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got a little bit of the same.
Yeah, which was funny because everybody, you know, was like, they're going to have to fix that. It's like.
No, they're not. No,
it was just a little, like, tongue. I don't know. What did you think of Mark Hamill in this?
My hot take is I didn't like the Han Solo thing.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
I just chime in. Feel free to say
because he's dead.
Well, yeah,
but he's a Force ghost.
But he doesn't have the Force.
I guess that's true. Yeah.
So it's really it's really just Kylo Ren talking to himself to make himself feel better.
I don't think that scene was there before Carrie Fisher. I think
I agree.
I think you're probably right.
I think that the whole thing.
Do you think he talks to Carrie Fisher?
Yeah. I think in the same way that I was like, if Carrie Fisher was alive, maybe she'd have had they'd have been able to keep the character alive.
Yeah.
But I was like, because I mean, Kylo
I think originally it would have mirrored the choice the same way.
Yeah.
As Force Awakens, but this time he would have.
Yes.
He would have decided.
I can't
change
my mom.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Okay.
I agree. I think it was because of that.
I think the only reason that happens is because of Carrie Fisher's death. And so I agree with you a little bit, but I get it and I understand it.
I get that, like, you liked what happened once it was there enough to, like, turn a blind eye to its existence.
Exactly. Yeah. I was like,
I didn't.
Okay. Yeah. We're also going back to this is Star Wars and there's Force and lots of weird stuff, and the fact that you had Leia using her Force energy, maybe she is able to somehow tap into her husband and Han Solo, who's been fighting with the Jedi.
This movie is so much. I mean, I really, as watching this movie, I'm like, well, a lot of people are going to be really confused because this feels like really watching Clone Wars and Rebels. Really, a lot of this stuff
doubles down on their history.
It's like this is so much from that I know people, super fans have seen, but like the casual fans, I'm like,
just remember that the guy that wrote this with J.J. Abrams wrote Batman v Superman.
So okay,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but that was Goyer. Chris Terrio came on the back end of that movie to try to fix that thing as best he could.
Well, I know you hate Goyer for
sure. Yeah, Goyer is a
Goyer also Goyer wrote some great trilogies with Jonathan Nolan.
Jonathan Nolan wrote some great trilogies. Okay. David Goyer's name is on it.
Do you have the scripts with the signatures next to each line? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then.
Thank
you.
It's right next to my Music Man or whatever. The Greatest Showman.
All right, so to speed it up, though, but she meets Luke. She throws the lightsaber, and this time, instead of Luke being the one that throws it over his shoulder, he catches it and says, you know, a Jedi is
supposed to take care of the
weapon and should be treated.
And he kind of sits down, and she says, I'm like, Luke basically says, we all knew who you were, but it wasn't our place to tell you. Like, you had to figure that out on your own, but it's not about your bloodline. It's about who you are as a person.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, yeah.
I do really like the concept here, and they've done it in other films lately that are really good. The idea of choosing your family.
That they had to do it in the original trilogy, too. I mean, Luke is the son of Vader. Like, she's going through the same exact thing that he had, too.
Right, right.
But also her being a Palpatine. Now I'm saying it. Oh, my God. But her being a Palpatine, though, it doesn't matter. As we see, she's able to choose to be a Skywalker and Skywalker be her family. I like that concept because I think it's true. I think you can be born into some really crappy families and choose to surround yourself with friends and adoptive families, and those are your family just as much as the ones you were just born into.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
And she's a Mary Sue. Up yours, Max Landis.
Yeah, and also, like, anybody that says that, it's just... So that's the thing, right?
She's been super powerful, like... Like, I mean, it was like, well, she's really, like, right off the bat,
she
you're
figures
like,
it, she, sure. Yeah.
Well, because she went right to her, didn't it?
Because she's the granddaughter of the biggest bad there's ever been.
Retroactively, maybe it was the plan the whole time, but her being a Palpatine does now explain why she's so powerful.
Right,
so it's a really great.
I still make the point that I don't think people don't have a problem with men who have that amount of power right off the bat without explaining it, but because it was a woman, that's when it becomes a Mary Sue.
Man of Steel is a Man of Steel.
It literally is a Mary Sue. It's not like a, you know.
A Barry Sue.
Yeah, Barry Sue. Yeah.
But trademark real spoilers. We should just do that right now.
I never have a problem because she's a woman. It was just like, here's this new character. Why is she the most powerful Jedi ever with no training? It's just a question.
Which is the question maybe they wanted you to ask from jump.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, also, you know, she took all the texts.
Yeah.
And
I do like that. Yeah, she's reading them
all.
And
then at the end of Last Jedi, I mean, she didn't do a good job clearing all those boulders. Like, and I was like, well, that's a lot of...
It's a lot of rocks.
That's a lot of rocks. Sure. Not that much training.
Yeah, but cleaning up
there.
But cleaning up comes naturally to female characters.
So, she was there to tidy up.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's back.
I had to get at least one in.
Dan is beating Tom over the head.
Hit him.
So let's talk about
I hit him.
Let's talk about the amazing rust protection on X-Wings.
Oh, great. So so Luke raises his X-Wing.
It's been in the water for decades.
And she's able to fly it just fine.
But
I was happy to see it.
Okay.
Well, we should say
and the helmet.
Yeah, this is where we get Luke's.
But it's a piece of technology underwater for a decade.
Covered in
were you in like full curmudgeon mode?
No, these are just questions.
I'm sorry. Somebody hit his switch and it's on curmudgeon.
These things fly faster than light speed. I'm pretty sure they're built pretty tough.
but I like it that he's like, you have everything you need. So basically, Kylo's.
Luke tells Rey, like, this is what happened. We know the story. And then she gives Rey. Because Leia's lightsaber.
A little something here.
Which I thought was great. And it's a completely different looking lightsaber than
Luke
anything we've seen.
Luke looked really great in that flashback.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was good.
That was something that like fans have wanted. Yeah.
Maybe
really
Martin Scorsese should take some notes.
Leia was close, but Luke looked great.
Luke looked great.
Leia was just dark enough that you could...
Looked awful.
But you could tell it was young Carrie Fisher. I mean, it was close
to could tell, but it looked bad. Like, it looked very fake.
But Luke was like, crap, that was Luke.
Yeah. When I saw Luke, I honestly, because of the disparity in quality, I was wondering if Luke was archival footage and she
had to
was,
redo
and
Carrie
she was
I,
digital.
I think it's just good. Well,
that could be.
Maybe they did clean up archival footage.
I'll take a look.
But I was happy to see that they, like, make... They made that canon too.
Yeah,
like people
that she was a Jedi and she walked away from it.
Like she was a Jedi,
right? So now she's got two lightsabers and she's going to.
It also makes her flying through space.
Less egregious than
still
before.
It looked bad.
It's the hands down worst part of The Last Jedi. Yeah. Hands down.
But now,
the
but
look
now
of it is ridiculous.
At least you have an idea that, like, okay, she could.
There's
she could
a reason.
Do it. There's a reason. So she now Rey goes to
Excalatron.
Yeah, and she you think for a second.
There's a second. Kylo had that first wayfinder.
Right,
she thought there was only one.
She pulled it.
She's guiding the rebellion through it too.
Right. Well, they've like we've lost her, and then all
the
of a
resistance
sudden, Red 5 shows up on the scanner, So Rey, Rey goes to confront the Emperor, and the Emperor does what the Emperor does, and he starts breaking her down. And you think for a while, you're just like, "Yeah, we're." And then he opens up the port, like the portal, but like the sunroof.
Yeah. Well, that's not until all the ships are dying.
It's the exact same thing he does in Jedi.
Exactly the same thing. Yeah. Oh, he's like, all you have to do is stop him. Like, you just take my hand and we'll stop.
He's really eager to get chopped.
The line that I thought was the best line of the movie. Is the entire time Kylo's saying you're going to take my hand, and when after she guts him and heals him, she's like, yeah, I was going to, but I want it to be Ben Solo. Like,
I wanted to take Ben's.
I wanted to take Ben's hand. I was like, yeah, that's a good line. That's pretty good. So
suppose so now they're like they have the coordinates because they're tracking Luke's
X-Wing. They send Chewie and Lando to go garner some.
Oh, and they find out the princess is dead.
Yeah.
And man,
that Chewie
scene, I was like,
that
which
was
appropriate.
That was tough, man.
They alone. Put it on Chewie.
Yeah.
And I was just like, that was, I was like,
man, when
oh,
they give him, when they give
don't
him.
Don't get there yet. We're not there yet.
So yeah, so, and they're losing. Like, they're not winning this fight by any stretch of the imagination.
I like that Poe, I mean, at first they're all gung-ho, and they're like, we'll put out the call, and they will come if they believe in it, blah, blah, blah. But then he's like, I'm sorry, guys. No one came.
No one's coming.
No, I'm talking about just Chewie's reaction to Leia.
No, no, totally.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah. We're just,
that is,
yeah.
We're just, that was a gut punch. And that's to that, like, that's not Peter Mayhew.
No.
Anymore. I don't think. Did they use him at all in this? Because there were like the sit down scenes, I guess they were using him.
I don't think, but not since he's not alive. Yeah, no.
Oh, God, that's right.
Yeah.
I forgot that he passed away. Yeah. But yeah, like that, the dude who's in the suit now, that's a it's a tough scene to do when you don't have any facial features to emote with.
He looks furrier
like,
this.
He's a little furrier. Well,
it's
little,
like maybe
little,
there's some humidity
a,
or something.
A little leave-in conditioner.
I thought he did a great job with static. His eyes, though, the actor that he has kind
he's
of
like
foreign
a giant,
name,
giant Swedish
but,
dude.
Yeah, Swedish name. But he does a great job with his eyes, and I think he was very effective. And also, Chewie looks weird without his belts. And stuff.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, yeah. Looks,
let's
right,
not
right.
take those
totally
off.
Naked.
He's, yeah,
I was like, I'm glad she's getting his belt back.
Yeah,
I'm
now we know
uncomfortable.
Who, right.
Yeah, this thing's supposed to be PG-13. Yeah.
I like when 3PO introduces himself to R2.
Yeah.
And R2 is like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
He's
what?
Like, the body language of the backup is perfect. Awesome. They do things with these droids. And also, we should mention, honorable mention to Dio, voiced by J.J.
Yeah.
Abrams. Dio
oh,
is
yeah,
awesome.
Dio is good stuff.
No,
Dio,
thank you.
Squeaky wheel. Yeah. Squeaky.
Oh, it's fixed.
Dio's awesome. Yeah. I love him. I had no idea there'd be another droid, but like, he's pretty great.
So
no,
they reboot.
No, thank you. She goes to touch him, and he's been hurt.
No, thank you.
He goes, no, thank you. It's like touch. Really, I mean, droids have such emotion.
Right. And in this world. But yeah, so 3PO... Or R2-D2 reboots his memory up until the point where he's going on his first mission with Rey.
I'm going on my first mission. What? We've already been?
Yeah, what do you mean? Like, they're losing. They're losing this fight. Palpatine opens up the sunroof and is showing Rey. He's like, all you have to do, like, you take the throne. And you kill me, you
I'm
take
glad
the throne,
the ships,
you stop
the
you
ships
stop
all
this.
Fall in slow motion. That was handy, though.
Yeah,
yeah
I was like,
that
yeah.
was the
like,
longest
on!
Freaking
well,
fall.
We haven't gotten there yet, because that's when he uses their right.
Pretty close, though. So
Kylo shows up, and he's Ben shows up, and he's not wearing the cape. He's just wearing, like, a black T-shirt and like, skinny jeans. Because
not all heroes wear capes.
That's right. But he is still kind of emo.
Knights of Ren kind of went out like bitches.
They did. Well, that's how badass... Ben is. As he takes him out pretty quick.
I like she did.
That was another thing that I read. JJ was a little. One of the things he was disappointed with Last Jedi is he had bigger plans for the Knights of Ren.
Yeah.
Too.
Oh, okay. We were waiting for like the big,
like,
right.
like
them to be badasses.
Like what are they all about?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They'll be explained in a book or a comic book, I'm sure.
I will say there is a comic. I think it's coming out now. I think it's a 6-issue series by Charles Soule and somebody that is like Kylo's story.
Yeah,
like there's more to Kylo in this comic.
Well, like she passes the
that was good.
Well,
we've
seen it at this point, and so she like hands him the
she's
saber.
Got it behind her back.
This is cool.
Did
when
you
he's...
catch his little bow?
Absolutely.
Oh, I loved it. Oh yeah,
that was
awesome. That was amazing.
I was like, did he just like kind of
well he kind of shrugged too. He's kind of like I took it
Ta-da.
As kind of like, what are you going to do? But so Rey is about to strike down the Emperor. He's got his eyes closed. He's like, I'm ready to, all the Sith live in me, and they're going to become you and all that. And she puts it behind her back, and he grabs it. It's a very cool
scene. Yeah, it's a very cool,
cool
scene. And then he takes out the Knights of Ren. And it, much like the throne room scene, here we get them both side by side, sabers ready to rock and roll. I was like, yeah, let's do this. And then immediately he was like, your grandfather threw me down a mine shaft. Like, here, buddy. Whoop. Like, you go too.
But okay, so at this point though, once they show up,
he's taken their
sucks.
Life force.
He realizes like there's never been or hasn't been a bond like this in forever, and now you two combined have this ultimate power.
Do you think that's because Ben is basically a creation of Palpatine? Like, do you think that their bond is as tight as it is because Ben Solo is technically also a creation of Palpatine, so like the two of them together would make
that's true. I mean, if you trace it, I mean, there is,
I mean,
some lineage
yeah,
there.
I mean,
but
if Palpatine created Anakin,
Palpatine,
that's true.
You,
I know, it's really
if he,
you
I mean,
Sheev.
If he created Anakin,
I
right?
get that
like,
there could be that Palpatine
Sheev.
Connection,
right?
So, but the thing is, the only I'm sorry to be cranky, Dan, but just the fact that
it's usually
he,
Dan's job, that's why he's so
but
pissed.
He takes all of their life force, all of it,
not all of it,
except for just that little part where they can both get up.
Yeah, he totally.
His whole plan for 42 years.
This whole thing.
And trillions of ships and all this is going to come down to being ruined. Because yes,
because he totally Big Trouble in Little China did. Right? He totally low-panned this thing. I was like, they got him just human enough.
Just enough.
She couldn't kill him like when he was not quite baked because it would just make her bad.
I just always think that's really bad writing when the villain can easily kill someone and they go, but I'm up and now I'm going to kill you.
Absolutely. Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I was like, well,
let me just turn my back now.
Now he's human. Yeah, right. Okay. I mean, they basically made him mostly human.
Yeah.
Mostly human.
But
yeah.
It restored him.
But
so
lots
now
more
he's
lightning.
Yeah. He's like lots episode three, like, you know, glow eyes and restored. His hands are grown back and all
that. That was a cool scene where his zombie hands kind of come back.
Yeah. But if he could bleed, we can kill
I
it.
I can kill it. Yeah. So this is Ray is finally like she's laying on her back and she's watching this massacre happen and she's
watching the slow motion because he's now lightning.
Yeah, right now the lightning well, the ships are starting to fall.
The fleet has shown up.
That's true. Yeah, the fleet does show up and it was a good, great scene. There's Wedge and the true hero of the rebellion. I will say
and everybody.
Yeah, everybody's
so
there.
Many. Well, that's why I was like, and I was afraid.
This is where we go.
What they were gonna do was bring in like a fleet from the past.
Oh no!
Because that's why, But see, that's why I was like, because they do some portal
stuff. I like
stuff
that we do
Rebels.
See the ghosts though.
Yeah.
What is that?
The ghost from
the
Rebels.
Ship from Rebels.
Oh, okay. I saw there were different ships where I couldn't recognize them, but I'm like, those are clearly.
Apparently,
from...
there's other hidden ships in there too.
You know, in that
I'm
scene,
like, the DeLorean's there.
Immediately, I'm like, I can't wait to get this on Blu-ray and pause it.
But I mean, that's that's totally one of those scenes where you're zooming in and freeze framing.
When they do the scene with Dominic Monaghan, when like you see him in the very first time you see him, I was like, well, that was the guy from Dominic Monaghan. That was weird. Yeah. But I didn't think he was going to show back up later.
Yeah.
When he puts his hands and he's like,
all in it,
not the Emperor's boat.
Right.
That was really interesting.
So Rey kind of rolls over and she's like, you know, I need you. I need you here with me. And this is where we hear all of the voices. Yeah. You know, you hear Hayden Christensen. You hear Mark Hamill. You hear Leia. You hear
all the Jedi.
All the Qui-Gon. Jedi. Qui-Gon. Obi-Wan. Yeah. You hear Yoda a lot. Like Yoda's the voice you hear the most.
You know what's weird is
Yoda
back
has one line.
I think he has two. Like, you hear him once, and then he comes back again later.
Because this is the weird
Hayden
thing.
Hayden Christensen has, I think, the most lines out of all of them.
Oh, really? Decent. So, did you guys catch when in the first, second scene, I guess, when Palpatine says, I've been every voice in your head, and you hear Vader?
Yeah.
And I thought you hear Yoda, too. Why would Yoda be? I'm pretty sure that's when you heard
Snoke.
Yoda the first time. I thought it was a total Yoda voice. I'm like, why would
he
be hearing Yoda?
I'd have to see it again.
Maybe there was another
just question.
A Sith Yoda.
I don't know.
Maybe it's Baby Yoda.
Maybe it's Baby Yoda.
Oh, okay. So anyway.
I thought it was Fozzie Bear.
That's what it was, Or no, it was Miss Piggy.
He would be the Sith, though. Like, out of all of them, that's the one you least suspect.
That'd be like Jar Jar. Darth Jar Jar.
Oh, man.
I bet Jar Jar's in one of those ships. I bet. Like, if you zoom in.
Oh, for sure.
You know what? They should have had Jar Jar in a Jar Jar. And so it would have been
and then
like,
that ship's door could be a jar.
Yes.
This is the perfect, I mean, that'd be the perfect thing for him anyway. And then so Ray kind of jumps up and he hits her with the Force lightning. And of course that takes the attention off all of the other ships. So they're able to come back.
She pulls out
the second lightsaber.
Two lightsabers.
Well, she's got Ben's and she's got Luke's and Leia's.
I think this is this is the cheesiest, hokiest ending.
No.
I think it's bad.
Not a way.
I think it's really bad with the two lightsabers.
It's the ending of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Yep.
Avocados her and
what's the ending of Endgame too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I just
she's
think
like, I am all the Sith. She's like, well, I'm all the Jedi.
Yeah. Right, exactly. I'm all the Jedi. Psh, double cry. I just think it was hokey.
Yep.
I didn't like it.
That was fine.
Whatever.
I thought it was great. That was fun.
What'd you think? You really like that ending?
I was kind of tuned out. Okay. I had given up.
I'm just
like,
waiting for the force of voice of reason over
Yeah,
here.
I was just like I said, there were, I didn't hate it, but it did not, I did not like it near, I didn't like it near as much as I liked the other two.
I would agree.
I think
but
it's
I,
just hard
but
when
I still love it.
They OP'd the Emperor, though. Like, he has so much power. He has all their force. He's got all these fleets, all this stuff, and it came down to two lightsabers and her going, ah.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, two lightsabers and the entire
Lopan went down with just a knife.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
That's right. That's right.
That's true. And she had the Force spirits with her. But anyway.
Yeah. So she ends up electrocuting him and legitimately kills him. Like, it melts his face off.
Yeah. You wait.
Yeah.
You wait for 10
yeah,
years
I know. Yeah,
for
right,
episode
right.
10. And you
yeah.
let
they
me know.
They got to get
when
JJ
they pick
back.
Up, super glued. They craggled all his pieces together. And they have red lines like Kylo's helmet.
Right, right, right.
And so this, I thought this was a ballsy move where I was like, oh, maybe they, so, and Ray drops and she dies.
George Saboth is going to pick them all up.
And, yeah. And I was just like, well, I mean, let's
bring Luke.
It would be a hell of a play if we're saying that we lose Ray.
I thought her work was done. I thought she did what she had to do and died.
And Ben is the and Ben lives.
I really think that would have been, it would have been ballsy,
but it would have been ballsy. But it's not the way you can go. Yeah. Like he's too,
no
Ben
way
is,
they're gonna let that
Ben
guy
is
live.
Too bad.
I because of Ben. Yeah, I get it. Right.
People are gonna be like, well, I guess okay.
Yeah, right.
And also, if they killed off Ray, it would
not
be
good.
If you made Ben the hero,
if you kill off Ray and then you demote Rose to like a fifth tier character,
it would have been,
it's like, ugh.
Anarchy.
Yeah.
So
Ben comes back and he realizes that, and
he gives her life
so
force.
We're to
he
assume,
returns the favor.
We're to assume that Finn is a Jedi, right?
No, I think he's another one of those,
like a force sensitive
those kid with a broom. I think that was another play because they never, I mean, other than him go, I have a feeling, like they never really touch on
it.
Well,
Donnie Yen also isn't a Jedi, but he's force sensitive.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe he's like with that.
Yeah. I just think it's another example of you don't have to be one of these Jedi families that the force can affect different people.
Everybody different. Well, I mean, Mace Windu. He's not a Jedi. He's not a Skywalker or a...
Well, no, there's lots of other families. That's what I mean. One of those Jedi
families. Oh, I see
Jedi
what you're
families.
Saying. I see what you're saying. Sure. So Ben uses this, he returns the favor and brings Rey back. And there's a moment where I'm just like, okay, like the Palpatine family and the Skywalker family come together. Like that's the dawn of the Skywalker.
And I also think it's Leia's life force.
Yeah.
Remember? Because like that's how he was able to survive. He has Leia's life force. And as soon as he does that and they have their moment.
Right. They kiss. Mm. And it's just like, okay, like this is where I thought we were going from Jump Street. It's, I have to, you know.
Yeah.
When
give
you
him
get,
credit. It's a good head fake. It's a good head fake.
Yeah, it's very good. And then Ben drops.
Yeah.
And Ben dies. And he
just kind of nice
disappears
Jedi style.
Yeah, very much like his grandfather and his not his
but
father,
basically
but.
She did take his hand. He got that moment he wanted.
Right.
He got to redeem himself. And then Leia's work was done as well. Her life force and his whatever went
and
into Rey
disappears.
And they both disappear together, which I think is really nice how they worked all that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was the best thing they could have done with Carrie Fisher not being allowed to film.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
Yeah. With what they had to work with, that was a very nice moment. And I saw this the second time, and I know Tom knows, but the first time when she dies, I'm like, what is she holding?
Leia.
I'm like, what is she holding? It's dark. Yeah, it's in the dark. You can't see it. It's a silhouette, but she's holding something that clearly looks like it's an object with a ribbon attached to it.
Yeah.
It's very fitting for the final moments of the movie. What she's holding.
Don't they know they already gave Chewie?
She's holding Chewie's medal.
Chewie, the medal she didn't give him in A New Hope. She gave it to him. She was holding it when she died.
Yeah.
And that's where they got it from. And I think what a beautiful moment.
I mean, that was
a gut punch too.
I can't believe that we're forgetting that the MTV Movie Awards already did it.
I know. They gave it to him. She did it.
I don't think that's canon.
Yeah, I guess that's not canon.
But anyway, but I noticed it the second time. That's what she's holding. What a great piece of fan service, though. That's nice.
Didn't they CGI a medal onto him in the re-releases?
No.
I thought they had
one where he was just already had it on and like you didn't see him get it.
I don't think so. No. I mean,
they're
honestly,
on
the
Disney
reason
Plus,
why
so
he didn't
you can
have
watch them
one
that way.
Is because they were like, it's going to be impossible for that little girl to put that thing on that giant
right.
So they just they're like, nah.
Just let it, yeah, he doesn't get one.
I don't know.
They
I mean,
and George retconned it like, well, Wookiees don't need medals.
Shut up.
He said that.
Yeah.
He's like, well,
Wookiees
don't. They don't believe in them.
That's why he's got that Chewbacca belt.
He always had that stuff, you know, he's making up.
Yeah.
If they could do all those special effects, they could figure out a way for her to put a medal on him.
Yes.
How do they not have ladders in space? Right. Like,
I'm sure he could take a knee.
Step stool. Yeah. So anyway.
So that's it. They win. They win, and the final order is defeated again.
There will never be bad guys.
No, never. Ever.
Their space sticks are all blown up.
They do blow up one of the planets with the space with the red rocket.
With the red rocket.
Like, oh,
red
well,
rocket.
That's bad.
They blow up.
Why do the ships explode when they blow up the red rockets though?
I don't know.
I'm just asking.
The exhaust coil?
Ask a question?
If the weapons are that powerful to destroy a planet, their energy source is probably so huge. If you destroy it, it explodes.
They all have an exhaust coil.
That and red rockets usually end in explosions.
After the fact.
Those guns aren't just like throwing rocks. Like, they are powering a pretty high energy source to blow up a planet.
So I'm saying every single one of those, if they're based on
those rocks,
Star Killer tech,
There's an exhaust port.
We don't even know
every
if there's
one of them.
People on those things. So that's why I was like, we never see.
Yeah, we don't know if they're manned yet. So.
Right. I thought
that's fair.
I honestly, I thought they were drones.
They came out of the ground. Like,
yeah, like, yeah. We don't know that there's like anybody piloting.
He's super strong. So yeah. So Rey goes back to Tatooine. And
no,
not
Endor.
We see. Oh, that's true. We
Wicket,
see Ewoks.
Yeah, we see Wicket.
Yeah, and then she goes back to
no Ewok song though. So.
No,
that's for the best.
But we did see
no yub nub.
We did see the new cute little mice on Burning Man, and we got to see
Porgs. Yeah,
Porgs. We got to see the Porgs. Which
yeah.
Is, I mean. They just shoved in. They're like, "This is the last one. Here's every single
right, we
character
get everything.
You've ever
oh,
seen.
By the way, you wanted the ending to. The same way we started the other one. Done.
We
can do that too.
We get a lesbian kiss that some people
are
really upset
about.
Yeah,
like whatever.
Like
it's,
pull
it's,
it if it makes them feel any better, though, if you know the backstory, they are siblings. So
George insisted in the contract.
It fits into the Star Wars mythos.
Yeah, a scene that's what 2 seconds.
Yeah,
you know, like
I mean,
it's the. It's
I mean,
so
they
ridiculous.
Do hang on it to make a
one
point.
Well, yeah, but
a guy Kevin and I know who runs a very popular Star Wars website posted about how you. And Star Wars doesn't owe you anything or whatever. And there was a guy who was like, they did a lesbian kiss, though. And I'm like, your life must be so just distraught.
All right.
Well, how are you ever going to go
what
on?
What does your Pornhub browser look like? Yeah. Like, what's your search history?
Maybe he was complaining because they didn't linger on the kiss
maybe.
Longer.
Maybe. That's a good
right?
point. Yeah.
Like, you know how much I'm going to have to loop that to get off?
So everyone's celebrating. It's very nice.
Yeah, and Chewie gets his medal.
Maz Kanta says,
which
yeah,
I thought
this is for you.
Which I thought, like, her giving that to him, given the little history that we have, we know between them is good.
But the fact that
my
Leia,
boyfriend.
Yeah, right.
Where's
right.
my boyfriend?
Where's my boyfriend?
Yeah.
But the fact that Leia really gave it to him, I
sure.
think that's a beautiful full circle moment that only the fans will appreciate.
Yeah.
But that's so it's not like heavy handed, but if you know, that's neat.
It's neat. And then so we,
I mean, that's J.J. Abrams going, you know what?
Let's do it.
Gets his damn medal.
Yeah. Let's do it.
That's cool.
So Leia goes back to Tatooine, right?
Leia? No.
Rey. And Barry's
Rhea.
You mean Rhea. Palpatine?
She does have
Palpatine, yeah.
She does have some of her force energy, so maybe she was Rhea.
Takes the two
so she buries the two lights, Luke and Leia's.
And she's got her
lightsabers.
Own lightsaber. Looks
gold.
Real,
I thought it was pretty dope.
She's got the
new
the
toy for the kids.
That's absolutely
just in time
like
for Christmas.
We have to
what
get
is that?
This out.
Sentinels, right? Jedi Sentinels have the yellow sabers, right?
Yeah.
Which is the first time. Have we seen those? I guess we saw those in the prequels, right?
I don't remember seeing that color.
We haven't seen a yellow in. Canon Sorcha.
That was dope.
Like, so is
was,
that the cool. final step of your Jedi training is you is, make your lightsaber?
Yes.
So you know that she buries
an
the other two.
Lightsaber.
I meant lightsaber TM. I'm sorry.
Not some janky, broken up, you know.
But, you know,
put exhaust ports on it.
You got to admit, they stuck this landing. I thought it was beautiful with her and the two sons and BB-8.
Same, like same music cues, whole shebang.
Just to see.
You know that lady who asked her name, though, is like, why is she taking so long to
like, excuse me, did you hear me? I said.
Yeah.
Which is she deaf?
We should say that the old gal's like, there's been nobody here forever. What's your name? And she's
I'm
like,
I'm wondering
Rey.
If that's supposed to be anybody.
I
was curious about
it.
You
feel like
think,
who would it be, though?
I don't know.
And I like
you
that
know?
She slid down the sand dune.
Yeah.
Oh,
like she was kind of on Jakku.
Yeah. And she's got a little smile on her face. So it's like we see that she's still.
She's still Rey. She's still that Rey.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. Did Anakin throw Aunt Beru down a pit? Because if so, that could be her.
No. Why would Anakin?
No,
not Anakin. He found her. I'm sorry.
Toasted.
Why would why would Anakin fight Aunt Beru?
He found her.
Why would Anakin fight Aunt Beru?
I just
Aunt
told
Beru
you
and
he
Owen
found her. That's what I meant. Sorry.
Toasty.
Was she found in a pit? That's what I meant to say. Because if so,
we know what's gonna happen.
Story.
Yeah.
Good joke, Kevin.
Thanks. Yeah. I didn't mean to get questioned 10 times on it. It was a slip of the tongue.
But yeah, so she asks. She says, "What's your last name?" And of course, she says Skywalker. Because there's Force Ghost Leia.
Also,
Luke.
Another Rise of Skywalker.
Of Skywalker, yeah.
Keep the name alive.
It's a nice moment, and then the two sons. I just think that shot
it was a great shot.
It was a satisfying conclusion. Yes. Like
That
part was.
This is the, I think this is the, I agree, the weakest of the three, but I think it's still better than.
And I will say, it seems to be a crowd pleaser. I mean, like, I know the critics were iffy on it, but, like, the public seems to love it.
This is the worst critically reviewed since The Phantom Menace?
No, since Attack of the Clone. Phantom Menace was actually was pretty well reviewed.
It was.
But this is the second worst reviewed Star Wars. But the problem is, and not to get into it, but the the simple explanation is that The Last Jedi took all those risks. It's an amazing, well-made film by Rian Johnson.
Such a good movie.
And this movie, I think, gave in to or seems to give in to that toxic fandom, sidelining Rose, which is despicable.
So weird.
And
what a
just
weird
doing
choice.
So many things that seem like a response to the toxic backlash.
Yeah.
And it's just not as good of a film. So, but then again, now you have the fans that didn't like The Last Jedi that are happy because they...
I don't know. I've seen a lot of the people that didn't like the last one still complaining
about
this.
Some people are, but those people are never going to be pleased.
Right. Abrams did an interview, like a Q&A, and he said the same thing. He's like, "Look, man, like I'm going to do my best, and I am never going to be anybody who gets involved in this world will never please everybody. Yeah.
Right?
Like, it's impossible."
So here's my question. Do you think we'll see any of these characters again?
Yes.
I think we'll see Rey
for
sure.
Give it 10 years. Episode 10 will be released. There's no question.
Do you think,
give it some breathing room.
It's going with Rey? You think we're sticking with
Rey? I think Rey will be training someone. I bet they'll be older and time will pass and they'll bring
him
back.
Or you'll see him pop up in the other stories you're going to do.
I just want a Star Wars trilogy where there's actual, like, the height of the Jedi again.
I think they're going to do KOTOR. I think they're going to do Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah,
I really
do. That was rumored, what, Dingus and Dingleberg from Game of Thrones were going to do.
Sure. Yeah, now they're like, we thought we were going to give you three. Now we're going to give you, like, half a one.
They left. They're doing zero.
Yeah,
so
that's
thank God.
But yeah, I'm so happy with that. But anyway, but that's what it was rumored that they were going to do that trilogy. So hopefully someone comes back and just nails that because that'd be great.
Josh Trank.
We want to see Jedi. I mean, the exciting part about the prequels was seeing all those Jedi being badass.
Well, like,
you know what
I would
mean?
Even
like,
mind.
We thought that would be.
Well, but that's the concept to see all those Jedi.
I know.
I wouldn't even mind. Go flash forwarding the future 500 years and
a new
Jedi Order established and seeing
right.
And that way they can update some of the tech too because like they're very beholden to this old tech that 1970s imagined
right
know?
Oh sure
and it would be cool to kind of have Star Wars where that's been updated and it's still got the feel of that
but also have smartphones
but yeah. But you're like, well, why don't they have an internet or why don't they
sure
have, like,
yeah right.
Like, why can't they do this?
But it's cool because it still can be a galaxy a long time ago. You know, so like you fast forward from then, but you're right.
Absolutely.
It's still old. So
yeah, 5 years,
like
500 years in the future and Luke Skywalker and Rey are myths.
Yeah.
You know,
bring like them to Earth.
They're the Mount Rushmore.
I'm excited to see a non-Skywalker Star Wars. Let's move forward.
Yeah.
We did it for 9 movies.
Yeah.
Let's get some really exciting.
And I think The Mandalorian was the test. I honestly do. I think they knew that they knew they wanted to do something with Boba Fett. And they were just like, let's just throw it. We've got our own service. It's a win-win for us no matter what, unless it completely sucks, which, you know, you bring on Favreau. He's not going to screw that up. So I feel like that The Mandalorian was the test to do something
in
the
universe.
But
it's still going to tie.
It's the fringe. The Mandalorian's the fringe. They could, they allows, I mean, it's a Western, but they also allowed it to be like on the outer rim of all of this to
you throw
you know.
In Baby Yoda so just to tie it in a little bit.
It references it, but it doesn't have to be beholden.
If
but.
It, yeah, if people don't like it, it's not stuck in the middle of it all.
Right,
now
exactly.
What do you do?
It's not something you have to.
I,
like,
honestly,
right.
Solo was the
Solo's
same thing.
A good movie.
You know,
I'm sorry. Like Solo's
is
a lot
is a
of fun
movie, and I haven't talked to anybody who actually has said that he didn't like that movie.
Because there's
I haven't found a single person, and everybody's like, "Oh, I heard it was bad." It's like, really?
Did you see it?
I don't know anybody who said
it. No, it was fun. It's the only one of all of these that I've seen twice.
Oh
really?
Yeah. So
I still think Rogue One's the best. I love
Rogue One. I love Rogue One.
I think
but
Rogue One is the best of this new batch of stuff. Yeah.
I think the Obi-Wan show. I'm looking forward to that.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Apparently, Ewan McGregor's been looking forward to it for 4 years.
do we know who's running that?
No, but we know that the director is the lady who's been doing some of the episodes of Mandalorian.
I know Filoni's involved too.
Filoni's involved. Yeah.
Good.
Awesome. So that'll be good.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's it for this one.
Yeah.
Ta-da.
I don't know. This we actually went back to like when we used to do 4-hour episodes.
Well, that's why I was like, we're not even going to try and do a box.
Yeah,
now,
no.
So.
Yeah, I have actually peed my pants like 3 times.
I've peed his pants twice.
Yeah.
So I guess
it's awkward.
Let's go around the table and everyone can say where to find them.
This is Dan. You can find me on Twitter at DanGraney67, GRANEY.
I'm Blake Fail. You can find me on Twitter at EpicFail, FEHL.
This is Joe. You can follow me on the Twitter at Joey Butts, BUTTS21.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at Kevin R. Brackett.
And this is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at Facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. You can find the show online.
on Facebook at facebook.com/realspoilers. While you're there, like the page, join the group, and of course, don't forget our Patreon account, patreon.com/realspoilers, where for $5 a month, you get all sorts of bonus content and the pride of knowing you helped us out. So that's it for this one. Coming up next week, cats.
Jellicle cats.
Merry Christmas.
So until then, Reinhardt becomes merged with Maximilian.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.